following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The Black, Purple, and Gold Ballers began conference play last week. On Tuesday, they took a bite out of Redbone Springs. And then on Thursday, they found out just how sharp the calls of the teams from Pickett County were, as both Clay County squads suffered dominant defeats in Byrdstown. Looking to heal those wounds, the teams have returned to Joe Sims Gym for the first doubleheader in almost a month as they welcome Macon County onto Rob Edwards Court. Matt Walker and the 5-9 Lady Dogs look to avenge an early season loss to Kalen Thompson and the 7-8 Tigers, while longtime rivals Rob Edwards and Michael Owens battle with their 9-3 Dogs and the 5-12 Tigers. We've got Clay County and Macon, round two, coming right up.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Thermaline Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Herman Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more. We get ready for tip-off, Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome in here to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, our ninth basketball broadcast of the season. For the fourth time, we're here in the familiar and comfortable confines of Joe Sims Gym, looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to not get as emotional as I did during our last broadcast up in Byrdstown, but those things happen when you play the Bobcats sometimes. I'll be joined during girls action tonight by Joe Sims, who's back with us. He's celebrating a birthday today. We'll make sure and bring that up again later when he's live with us. And then for boys action, Doug Strong will be on hand. Joining me now is a man who's had a busy day writing articles and putting together a newspaper. Probably not the biggest fan of Monday night broadcasting. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Yeah, it makes it a little tough, Daniel, but proud to be here and appreciate that kind introduction. Feels good to be back here in Joe Sims' gym after being on the road for our last four broadcasts. And tonight, Clay County welcomes in their neighbors from the west looking to shake off a couple of tough ones you referenced the last time out, Daniel.
Yeah, a tough way to finish the week last week, though. But, you know, this is a new week, back outside of a conference play for this one. Looking forward to it.
But we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. They've been with us for a long, long time, and we can't thank them enough for getting on board year in and year out. And special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who's allowing us to spread their message about the consequences of marijuana to all of our watchers and listeners, as they are our presenting sponsor for this basketball season. And we appreciate them. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper Daniel was talking about. We hope folks will pick up a copy on newsstands tomorrow and in your mailbox on Wednesday. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's trip to Pickett County in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. But with the paper not out yet, we'll just summarize Clay County's trip to Byrdstown, where both Bulldog teams were soundly defeated for their first league losses of the season in eerily similar fashions, as hot shooting by the home team did them both in. The Lady Dogs hung with the Lady Bobcats early before they caught fire, while the Bobcats were hot from the jump and the Dogs could never find a response. The teams from Byrdstown played lights out, while both Clay County teams only shot around 30% from the field, which resulted in the Lady Dogs falling 73-47 and the Bulldogs losing 76-41. On the girls' side, Ella Eads led the way with 16. Helen Garrison joined her in double figures with 10. Bradley Walton had 8. Lacey Wick, 6. Brooklyn Scott, 4, and Jenna Thompson, 3. For the boys, Nate Adams led the way again with 16. Lance Burchett had 8. Cole Eads, 8. Nolan Adams had 5. Jake and Caden Copeland had 2 each. We've already talked about it enough, Daniel. I'm not even going to give you a chance this time.
Search me.
Folks, we'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Macon County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the girls' District 7A update, brought to you by Ashlock and Strong. On Thursday night, it was Clay County losing to Pickett County 47-73. Also, Ribbon Springs Thursday night lost to Gordonsville 40-51. Tonight's action, 5-9 Clay County hosting 7-8 Macon, 13-4 Clark Range hosting 14-4 Colefield, 4-11 Ribbon Springs at 8-8 Westmoreland. Tomorrow night, of course, Clay County will be idle tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, 13-3 Pickett hosting 6-8 Gordonsville, and 13-4 Clark Range tomorrow night hosting 4-11 Ribbon Springs. Early district standings on the girls' side of District 7A, Pickett and Clark Range both tied for first place. Clay County and Gordonsville tied for third place, both with 1-1 records, and Redbone Springs sits fifth place at 0-2. Joining me now, former head coach Joe Sims, who's celebrating a birthday today. Is these Tammy Sue Milton? Wanted to make sure everybody knew that.
Oh, yeah, and, that's real news, I think.
She messaged the first thing this morning, and I said, happy birthday, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it. All the good thing, I'm still living, you know. A lot of people my old as me, they're under the ground somewhere, you know. So, yeah,
of course, big showdown. I was just talking about tomorrow night. Is it tomorrow night? No. No, I think Clark Range Pickett. I started to say it's boys tomorrow night. We've got Pickett and Gordonsville, the top two boys teams going at it. It's what I was thinking of. But good matchup tonight between 13-4 Clark Range and 14-4 Colefield. You've probably not seen Colefield, but they got a stout record and maybe a good test. Actually, they beat Clark Range once already.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, they have. Yeah, Colefield, we used to play them a little. We went up there and played them. Christmas tournament a couple of times. I think I played them 1 year. They had a really good team, and I know it's when Holly Wright, Deanna, and Megan, and Mallory, those girls, and Brittany Walker was playing, and we beat them on the last second shot or something like that, but they had a really good team. They're kind of up and down years. Some years they'll be really good, some years not so good, but now evidently this is one of their better years, so yeah, that's probably a good game.
Should be a good matchup. Girls 7A updates brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonny today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go to break here, play two different ads. Come back in 1 minute.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, When it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Back here live on the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for Tipsy's final take, the last word before tip-off, brought to us by Ollie's Place, where we get Coach Sims' thoughts on how Coach Walker and the Lady Dogs can win this non-conference matchup, a rematch, Coach Sims, from back on December the 3rd, a night that I thought the Lady Dogs played pretty good. It was a loss over in Lafayette, 43-51. I'm sure you were on hand watching it. What can we do different this time around?
Well, no, I actually wasn't on hand watching it that night. That's when we was going on our little trip to New York. We didn't get to see it. I just saw the score. I don't really know what was it. You know, play a good solid game, I think. You know, I don't think we'll do any pressing much or anything, but I do know they've lost a player since we played them the first time, a starter. A girl named Ellis just decided she didn't want to play anymore, and so maybe that'll be to our advantage. You know, she was a starter, like I said, so they're one less, and they've only got like eight players, so
yeah.
Maybe that'll be to our advantage, you know. You know, I just hope we can, like I always harp on, you know, take good shots, and if we penetrate, put up a good shot. I don't like to see us penetrate and throw up a crazy-looking shot. And I was talking to Matt, and he said, well, the pick game the other night, he wanted them to penetrate, and when they did, they kick out a lot and said they shot a lot of threes and didn't hit many of them. He really thought they could have done a better job of just taking it under the hole and scoring some because he said the pick, you know, they're so shorthanded on players, they wasn't going to foul.
Right.
So, but anyway, you know, I hope that's the case tonight. If we take it in there, I hope we take some good shots, you know. Some of our girls have been playing pretty good. They're kind of up and down. You know, Halen, if they'll let her shoot, I think she can hit it night in and night out.
Right.
Lacey's been playing pretty good lately the last game I see. I didn't get to go to Pickett the other night, but Ella I think is real important. She needs to have a good game for us to beat anybody that's, you know, a pretty good ball team.
Right.
So I just hope we can play solid, you know, and they've got one big girl inside. We need to kind of contain her, I think.
Yeah. There you go, folks. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Going to go ahead now and play the national anthem here at Joe Sims Gym and go to break. We'll be right back.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
You're listening to a presentation of Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. We encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. The visiting team tonight, the Macon County Tigerettes, their head coach, Kalen Thompson. Macon County wearing those royal blue travel jerseys, white numerals on them, trimmed in red. They have a 7-8 record this year, playing out of District 9 AAA. They do have a one-game winning streak into this contest. Starting for Macon County, a junior number 12, Chloe Solomon. Junior number 21, Kaylee Slayton. Junior number 22, Katie Shockley. Senior number 24, Peyton Crump. And a senior number 44, Natalie Green. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs home team tonight, of course, here at Joe Sims Gym, wearing those white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Head coach Matt Walker, ninth season overall, 182 wins, 88 losses, 5-9 record this year, 1-1 out of District 7A. One game losing streak coming into this contest. Starting tonight for Clay County, a junior number 10, Claire Kendall. Sophomore number 11, Haley Garrison. Junior number 12, Baylor Walden. Senior number 22, Lacey Wicks. And a junior number 24, Ella Eats. Starting lineups being brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family owned and operated by Stephen Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials until 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Almost time for non-conference action here. One interest to note, Natalie Smith back in action tonight for the first time in several weeks after fracturing a bone in her left hand. Last action that she saw was up at Harriman in the Wartburg game. She has missed the following contest, so good to have that sophomore back. Not starting tonight, but dressed and ready, Coach.
Yeah, I was talking to Matt. He said, well, she hadn't practiced in 3 weeks. Said, but the doctor today, I guess, got released. He said she hadn't practiced her.
So may or may not see her much tonight.
Yeah, he said he'd probably play her some, you know, but I don't know how much, you know. She'll be pretty rusty. I'm assuming she hadn't touched the ball that amount of time.
Weak steps in the tip against Slayton, making Kenny going to control it. Shockley out top. These teams met back on December the 3rd in Lafayette. Tigerettes won by 8, 51-43. That was the fourth game of the year for Clay County at that time. Macon County, three-pointer right wing off the fingertips of Peyton Crump. No good. Rebounded put back inside by Kaylee Slayton. Her shot blocked by Wicks. Transition pass out to Garrison. Garrison into the paint. Kicks to Eads. Three-pointer right wing. No good. Could have called a foul against Kaylee Slayton as she worked against Walden, but Slayton gets the rebound. Tigerheads come back the other way. They got in the corner in the hands of Solomon. Now back out there to Shockley at the top.
We come out playing a 2-3 tonight, which is kind of against our M.O. most of the time, but he said he thought he'd play some zone.
Shockley no good on a three-pointer right side. Rebound Clay County, 6:50 mark, first quarter. Scoreless here. Between Clay and Macon. Ella Eads with it. Kicks to Garrison. Left wing. Three ball up. No good. Goes out of bounds. Missed everything there. Garrison. Cold from behind the arc in the picky game Thursday night. 2 of 10 from distance. Took some great looking shots. Just did not fall.
Now we have come out pressing.
Garrison now working against Crump. Crump picks it up, gives to Shockley. Shockley across the timeline, gives to Green. Green the inside pass to Slayton. She travels, loses the handle on it. I guess that saved it from being a travel, Thomas, because she lost possession.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Good defense on the Clay County interior, though.
Solomon hands off. Still scoring. 6:20 mark. Wicks nearly another takeaway there. Inside to Green. Shot up and good.
Yeah, she gets the cut low. Ain't much we can do about it.
Of course, Walden defended her over at Lafayette. Now, I don't know if it was man. We may have been running the zone over there. I just remember seeing Baylor matched up with her a lot. She did a good job with her, but Green definitely the size advantage over anybody for Clay County.
Yeah.
Clay County.
We got to make some shots. I mean,
trailing 2-0, Tigerettes with the lead and the basketball. Solomon with it, right side, looks inside to Slayton, who has it at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Shockley. She passes on a three. Crump fires it, a big moon ball. Missed everything. One of those that went up towards the rafters, if she would have hit it, it would have dropped straight down in there.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that's what Clay County wants, you know, wants them to have to kick it back out and shoot it from the perimeter, like Coach said, starting out in the zone, packing it in on green.
Macon County a 7-8 record on the season. Right below 500. Another turnover for Clay County as Macon takes back over. 5:12 mark of this first quarter. Low scoring affair, 2-0. Macon with the lead. Solomon with it, crosses the timeline, sets up at right wing, works against Garrison, gives off to Crump. Now back to Solomon. Into Slayton. Kick back out to Solomon. Her three ball good. 5-0. Tigerettes in front.
Like a pretty nice stroke right there from Solomon.
Yeah, good looking shot.
Eads got to the right side of the lane, lays it in.
What we needed.
We saw Ella Eads do that at Pickett County, also finishing drives, and that's what we got to have, Daniel.
Had a lot of drives on the left side the other night. She works the right side of the lane right there. Foul going to be called.
I thought that was a walk.
Haylen Garrison gets the first foul of the contest. .425 and ticking. First quarter. Lady Dogs 2. Tigerettes 5. Slayton kicks to Shockley. Shockley in the corner to Solomon. Back out to Shockley now. Two seniors and three juniors starting for Kaylin Thompson on this Tigerette squad. Matt Walker starting a sophomore, three juniors, and a senior. Neither team is subbed at this point as Solomon fires another three. Rebound Green, put back, no good. Jump ball going to be called. Wiggs doing a nice job of battling Green for the ball there. First quarter just barely over half gone here. 5-2 the score. Neither team set the woods on fire.
Pretty low scoring.
Eads across the timeline. Works to the top of the key, to the elbow, kicks to Wicks. Wicks, three-pointer, left wing, a little short. Garrison going to be caught for her second personal foul. She did have the push in the back.
We're going to see Smith early.
Yeah, it did take long, did it?
No, it didn't. Garrison will have to sit here with these two personals early. As we mentioned, Macon County 7-8 record. The wins have come against Jackson County, Clay County, Community, Westmoreland, Community again, Gallatin, and then Jackson County again. Of course, Jackson County a common opponent. Clay County lost to Jackson County 30-57 down in Gainesboro in a contest that we just did not play good at all.
No, we didn't. I did see that game. We didn't play good at all.
Looking to avenge that loss on Tuesday, February the 11th. Second to last game of the regular season. That'll be here, of course, in Salina. Banner Walden with it in the corner, dribbles out, kicks to Wiggs. Macon County faithful wanted a travel, no whistles blow.
Probably got away with one there.
A takeaway. Intercepted pass there by Allie Austin, who's checked in for the Tigerettes. Coming back the other way, that was Natalie Smith after Austin lost the handle. Smith with it. Right wing. Kicks to Walden. Walden. Three ball from the corner. A little bit short. Rebound. Wicks. She comes up with the loose one. Gives back to Smith. Smith a shot faking a drive. Left-handed shot up. No good. Rebound. Power dribble by Walden. Fadeaway floater. No good. Rebound. Wicks. Fighting for it. Shot up. No good. Green going to get it this time. Coach, I like the effort, but.
Yeah. Need to stick one of them.
5-2. Still the score. 2:25 and ticking first quarter. Slayton with it on the baseline inside the green. Green against Wicks. Throws it out of bounds. Good defense by the senior. No surprise there. Thomas Lacey Wicks, one of the better defenders in the Upper Cumberland.
Yeah, she is, and using her physicality there to hold her ground, and the length affected Green. She couldn't kick it out cleanly.
Timeout taken. 2:22 left in this first quarter. Clay County trailing 5-2.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Lady Dogs trail Macon County 5-2, 2:22 left here in the first quarter, Daniel.
A slow start for both squads here offensively. And a slow start for me getting the camera around there to the action. Here it is. Eads right wing. Grabbing inside and gets to the Bulldog in the paint. Kicks to Wicks. Now out top to Smith. Smith looking to Brooklyn Scott, the freshman who's checked in. She's played well so far during her initial campaign as a Lady Dog. Inside to Eads. Eads had the shot blocked by Slayton. And as is the case most nights, Coach Sims, the Tigerettes with a length advantage over the Lady Dogs.
Yeah, that's always a disadvantage for us. Everybody's bigger than we are.
Allie Austin knocking down the three-pointer from left wing. Puts the Tigerettes in front 8-2. 6 points the difference. Minute and a half left opening quarter. Eads with it. Right wing. Kicks to Smith. Now Wicks in the corner. Lacey bounce passes into Scott. Scott in the paint. Shot up good.
Shot.
Now that's something that Scott's pretty strong suited to that.
Yeah. I think she's got the potential to be a pretty good post player.
Minute 10 here. Left in this first period. As Green gets her second bucket from right side. 10-4 now the score. Clara Kendall, right wing for the Lady Dogs. Gives back to Ella. Ella wanting a three. Slayton defending her, though. Ella going to drive to the hoop and draw the foul. Eads going to go to the free throw line. As Macon County gets their first team foul call. Ella on the season, 24 of 37 free throws made, 65%. First one's away and good.
We had played, I shot it very good, but I mean, we're still within range, you know. We just get on a little hot streak. We could easily get the lead this game.
10-4 on the board. Second one's away.
Be six.
Makes it 10-5.
Six.
Ten to six now. I thought.
A little slow getting it up.
Yeah. Under a minute to play opening quarter. 35 seconds and ticking. Tigerettes with it. Two-possession lead over the Lady Dogs. Austin fires a three right side, in and out, no good. Rebound Green, power dribble, take it away by Claire Kendall. And that's why sometimes you don't want to put the ball on the floor after the rebound.
Right.
Taken away, Smith to the hoop.
And a foul.
Scores. Been missing that.
She hits this in 1-point game.
Yep.
Been down 10-4.
18.8 seconds left in this opening quarter. Smith on the season during the contest that she has played, averaging 21 minutes per contest, 7 points per contest. So been missing those 7 points. She's got three already in this one. And just the ball handling ability of Smith.
Yeah.
You know, she a lot of times plays that point when she's in the contest and frees Ella up to be more the shooting guard.
Yeah.
Full court man pressure here. Jenna Thompson and Natalie Smith trying to get a trap. Tigerettes beat it. 10 seconds left in the opening quarter. 10-9 the score. Tigerettes up by one. Three ball. Left corner. No good. Rebound Clark Kendall. 4 seconds. Down to three. Pass ahead to Walden. Walden at the buzzer. No good. 10-9 the score. After a slow start, Clay County puts the foot on the gas pedal towards the end of the period. Makes it 10-9. Tigerettes lead by one.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones.
Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Clay County trails Macon County 10-9 headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, who scored the last 5 points of the first period to pull within one, Ella Ease leads away with 4 points. Natalie Smith enters the game and has an and one for 3 points. And Brooklyn Scott has two. For Macon County, Natalie Green, 4, Chloe Solomon and Allie Austin both with a three-pointer as Clay County trails by 1. Here headed to the second. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of 2 decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner, every step of the way as Macon County adds one, Daniel.
Katie Shockley, the point guard, slips in there, gets the rebound and putback. 12-9, Lady Dogs down by 3. Garrison back in the contest, playing with those two personal fouls. Original 5 starters on the floor for Coach Walker. Wicks, left wing, gets to Garrison in the corner. Haven dribbles out, gives to Ella. Ella swings to Smith. Actually, not the original 5 starters. Have Kendall out for Natalie Smith right now. Garrison now dribbles behind the back, working against Crump, gives to Wicks, 3-ball, no good. Rebound Shockley. Shockley, full head of steam into the Tigerette front court, picks up the dribble, gives to Garrison. Actually, not gives to Garrison, was defended by Garrison, and she gave off to Crump. 3-ball by Jones is good. Sophomore Ariana Jones comes in off the bench, adds a triple, makes it 15-9, Coach.
Yeah, it cut to 1, now we're back down 6 again.
Ella Eads out top, kicks to sophomore Garrison. Now Wicks, the senior, down low pass to Eads, who's posted up. Now that's Walden in the paint working hard. She was defended by Jones. Baylor draws the foul, going to go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 18 of 31 made on the season coming into tonight, 58%. Walden scoring on average 6 points a contest. I'd love to see Baylor get up to that 10-point, that double-digit mark.
She's capable of scoring 10 or 12 a game.
She's kind of, to me, been the missing part of that. She's not been playing bad at all, but just, I don't know, I've called for it each time. Maybe a few more shots taken and just a little bigger roll offensively.
Yeah, and Coach Walker's been trying to isolate her in the paint the last few games and get her going.
The way LaFette's playing, they got the big girl guarding Lacey, you know, bring her out. And Baylor should have one-on-one. That's what she had right there when she got fouled. That should be there about every time.
Walden good on both of those free throws. Makes it a 4-point game, 15-11. Jones with it, kicks to Solomon. 3-pointer from the corner, missed it off. Green, though, gobbles it up, puts it back up for 2. Just reached over the back and snatched the rebound.
She had her blocked out, but she still got it, stuck it in.
6-10 mark, second quarter. Kendall with it, right side. Claire spins, kicks to Wicks. Lacey firing the 3, left side, no good. Rebound Smith. Natalie gets to Walden, power dribble, shot up. No good. Baylor getting her own rebound again. She's had to be fouled, but nothing gets called, though. Wicks now going to be fouled and doing the fouling, and she did. But frustration on Lacey's part of things, seeing Baylor harassed there. No whistles both.
Well, Baylor put the ball on the floor. She just caught it and shot it. You know, she'd had a wide-open shot, but when she dribbled, that gives the defense time to get on her.
Lacey with a foul. Garrison with 2. Jones with it. Works over to Crump. Crump gives off to Solomon. Solomon cross-court to Shockley. Shockley wanted to go inside the green. She was doubled. Had Walden in the back. Kendall in the front. Shockley firing the 3 right side. No good. Got her on rebound somehow. What about her? The junior, Katie Shockley, gets her own rebound and puts the Tigerettes up by 8. Timeout taken by Matt Walker. 5:29 mark, second quarter, Macon County 19, Clay County 11.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org.
where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball. Members in by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Macon County outscored Clay 9-2 so far in the period, guys. They've got their largest lead.
Yeah, we had it in pretty good shape there, but now they've blown back out.
If not for that Clay County run in the first quarter, we would be in bad shape right now.
Yeah.
19-11, needing points. Kendall Wesick kicks off to Smith. Smith circles the top, spins, shoots. Did not fall. Wicks the rebound, and she's fouled. Not a shooting foul, though. Going to be inbounding off the baseline here. Slayton called for the personal. Her second.
Talk to Matt Smith, coach. She looks pretty sharp for to have been off this long.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Certainly is well rested.
She is.
Of course, that Wartburg game took place on December the 27th. And now we sit on January 13th. So a little over 2 weeks of time there. Smith works it into Eads. Zella with it out top. Drives against Crump. Kicks to Scott. Swung to Kendall. Kendall now going to drive against Solomon. Takes it to the rack and scores. Nice job by Claire.
Nice move.
Claire Kendall, the junior, playing with confidence there. Draws her team back within six. 19-13. Tigerettes with it. Out top in the hands of Crump. She kicks to Solomon, now back to Crump, defended by Eads here, still running this 2-3 zone. Brooklyn Scott playing the center of it back right now. Shot and a miss, rebound Kendall. Claire scored the last bucket, pulled down this rebound. Let's see what she does. Kicks over to Smith, back in the hands of Kendall, who's in the corner. Now she hands Eads, deep three, right side, in and out, no good. Rebound, Brooklyn Scott, hustling hard. Goes out of bounds off of Scott, though, they say. And Macon County gets the ball. So a lineup that we, I don't know if we've seen this exact one this year. We've got Ella Eads, Natalie Smith, Claire Kendall, Brooklyn Scott, and Better Walden. And now we see that lineup change as Walden leaves and Wicks comes out. So Coach Walker playing several this year. Kind of, we've seen a little less time out of Kalia Crawford and Kelly Brown in recent games. Sometimes I guess that has to do with the matchup, though, in terms of personnel.
I guess I don't know exactly what his reason is sometimes, but he knows.
Halfway through this second quarter, 4:05 mark, 19-13 the score. Shockley with it, taken away by Smith. She's been refreshing to have back. Thomas called her name several times on both ends of the court.
Yes, playing really well so far in her return to the action here tonight. Got the and one to keep Clay County in it and handle it well.
Yeah. Just playing with a lot of energy. Ella Eads. Shot up, no good. Goes off Shockley. Lady Dogs have a bit of an extended break here after Monday. This time of year, you don't get to go from Monday to Friday without a game much. But
most of the time not. You have a usually, if you have a Monday game, you got a Tuesday game.
Yeah.
I guess the schedule didn't work that way.
Garrison has it knocked away from behind by Shockley. Never saw her coming. 3:30 mark of the second quarter. Tigerettes with it. Shockley, Euro step. Kicks outside to Solomon. Her three ball, no good. Off the back of the iron green. The rebound kicks it back to Solomon, who swings to Shockley. She'll fire the three. Knocks it down. Katie Shockley leading the way for Macon County right now, I believe, offensively. 22-13, 9-point game here. I believe that matches the biggest lead of the night the Tigerettes have had so far.
Yeah, I think it does.
Wicks with it at the elbow, kicks to Walden. Baylor now comes back to the elbow herself, gets to Garrison. Garrison, top of the three, key three, no good. Wicks keeps it alive, kicks it back out, but they say she stepped on the baseline. Offensive woes continue here for the second game in a row, really, for Clay County. Just didn't shoot well up at Birdstown the other night. Scored 47. Had 48 in the win at Red Bull and Springs. Timeout taken by Macon County. 2:48 left in this second quarter. 22-13. Clay County trailing by 9.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lady Dogs trail the Tigerettes of Macon County 22-13. Macon County on a 9-0 run right here.
I was muted. Sorry about that. Three-pointer good by, I think it was Solomon I called over there. 25-13 now. Macon County in front by 12. Ella Eads answers with a three, or tries to answer, I should say. Missed the shot.
Man, we need to score bad.
On the floor for Clay County, Lacey Wicks, Ella Eads, Kalia Crawford, Jenna Thompson, and Claire Kendall. Kendall to inbound from the corner. Yeah, you don't want to go down more than 12 here when you've only got 13 on the board yourself.
Yeah.
Eads with it out top. 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Ella works against Crump. Picks up the dribble. Spins, shoots. Misses off the back of the iron. Rebound Green. Green's outlet pass to Shockley. Shockley crosses the timeline. Puts on the brakes. Crump with it now. Gives to Smith in the corner. Ellie Austin.
They're heating up.
I believe that's the third.
In a row, isn't it?
The third
three
triple.
Three threes in a row for that 9-0 run, yeah. And four and a quarter, guys. That'll make them.
28-13, and they are shooting well. Eads with it in the paint. Spins, shoots, draws the foul. Well, just looking at Macon County's offensive output for the season, only once. Actually, twice. Twice out of 15 prior contests, they went north of 50.
Oh, really?
Rest of the time, they've been below the half-century mark. One of the times, the last game out, 52-49 win over Jackson County. The other, when they beat us, 51-43 over at their place in December. And they're well on the way to that here.
Yeah, I was hoping we could keep them in the 40s, but they keep shooting like they are. They're going to get way over 50.
Both free throws good. Bella Eads there. Makes it a 13-point game from last right there. 28-15. Oh, boy. Tigerettes with it. Inside to Green. Green shot up and good. 30-15. Clay County currently has been doubled up by the visiting Tigerettes. Crawford with it. The freshman picks up the dribble. Kicks to Thompson. Jenna hands to Ella. So on the floor, we've got Crawford, Thompson, Eads, Kaylee Brown, and Lacey Wicks. Wicks fires the three left side, misses off the front of the iron. Kept alive by Thompson. She gives back to Eads. With this lineup, Ella easily the score of the group. And we isolate here, uses a screen for Brown as we try to get Eads a shot. She drives, shot up, and blocked by Green. Jump ball called. 13.2 seconds left here in the second quarter. Possession arrow was pointing the way of Clay County on the jump ball, so Eads will inbound from the baseline. Works into Wicks. Lacey swings to Kalia. Back to Ella now. 10 seconds in the half. Ella defended by Allie Austin. Eads drives. Kicks the Wicks. 2 seconds. Lacey shoots. Scores at the buzzer. Nice job by the senior.
That helped a little.
Yes, it did. 30-17, your halftime score here at Joe Sims Gym. The Tigerettes have came over from Macon County and have a lead at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, Tennessee at Joe Sims Gym, where Clay County trails Macon County in the girls' game by a score of 30-17. And this time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County made it interesting at the end of the first quarter as they cut it to a 10-9 ball game. They were down only one. Zella Eads and Natalie Smith combined for five straight points for the Lady Dogs. But then Macon County got hot in the second quarter, knocked down a total of 4 3-pointers, and outscored Clay County 20-8 throughout the second period to claim this 13-point lead at halftime at 30-17. For Macon County, Katie Shockley has 5 points. Natalie Green leads the way with 8. Chloe Solomon has 6 on 2 3-pointers. Kaylee Slayton has 2 points. Allie Austin, 6 on 2 other threes. And Ariana Jones buried one of her own for 3 points at the break. Clay County, Lacey Wicks 2, Baylor Walden 2, Clark Kendall 2, Brooklyn Scott 2. Natalie Smith has 3, and Ella Eads leads the Lady Dogs with 6 here at the break. Again, Clay County trails by 13. It's 30-17 in favor of Macon County here in the girls' game. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your bounce and much more online at MaconBaconTrust.com. Macon Bacon Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Bunny Shop Halftime Show from Joe Sims Gym, 30-17. The score at the break, Tigerettes with the 13-point advantage. Time now for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Kerman Exteriors. Hermit Springs Junior High Basketball, both junior high teams will have a play-in game on Thursday night before the Kerman Rim Conference Tournament that's held on Saturday, the 18th, this coming Saturday. Those play-in games will both be at Redbone Springs against the Red Dogs with the girls' contest tipping at 6 o'clock. Additionally to that, the 5th and 6th grade girls from Hermit Springs are scheduled to play on Saturday the 18th at the 51st annual James C. Hale Tournament against Pickett County at 2 o'clock. Now, following that, the junior high girls are scheduled to play against Allert at 5:45. Now, I sent a message to girls' coach Summer Cherry earlier, wondering about the conflict, if they were to win the play-in, and she said, well, I just wouldn't cheer you. Hopefully that'll be a problem, though, that they'll have to work through and figure out. So that's what's going on for Hermitage Springs. As far as I know, girls' teams only in that James C. Hale tournament this year. Salina Junior High Basketball, Cumberland Rim Conference tournament that we talked about, supposed to be played here at Clay County High School this coming Saturday. Salina's junior high girls are the number one seed. They play at 10 o'clock against the winner of that Hermitage Springs Red Bull and play-in game. Following that will be the Westmoreland girls against Trousdale, and then the girls' title game tips at 3 o'clock that afternoon. Boys bracket features Hartsville as the number one seed against the winner of the Hermitage Springs Red Bull and play-in game at 12:30. And then the number three seed, Salina Boys, and their head coach, Marty Maxfield, they tip at 1:45 against Westmoreland. Boys title game scheduled for 4:30. Tennessee Tech basketball, redshirt sophomore Grant Strong and his Golden Eagle squad are on a four-game win streak and set 9-8 overall and 4-2 in OVC play after winning at Eastern Illinois on Thursday, then losing to SIUE. That can't be right. They were on a four-game win streak, I guess, prior to that loss at SIUE. They're set to host SEMO, Southeast Missouri, on Thursday at 7:30. Finally, Raptors 905 NBA G League team that Tyreek Key's a part of. Him and his squad have climbed from 10th to 4th in the Eastern Conference standings after recording back-to-back wins over the Maine Celtics and advancing their record to 4-2 on the season. Tyreek, checked the box scores, continues to have illness, I suppose. I think he checked in for 2 minutes in one of those games against Maine, and hopefully he'll be back in action tonight. 7 o'clock tip. I guess that game's probably about to get underway here in about 15 minutes in Oklahoma City against the Blue. This week's Toga Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cummins Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Second half action, Coach Sims. What needs to change?
Well, we just need to score. I mean, that's, you know, we've got to somehow get out there and slow them threes down a little. They hit about five there in that second quarter. And the big girl, she's wearing us out inside.
They try to go inside the green and have a turnover here. Here's the chance.
Yeah, we need to take advantage of this, and they throw it away.
Garrison checking out. Smith checking in. Why sub it 15 seconds into the quarter?
What's going on?
7:40 and ticking. On the floor for Clay County. Ella Eads, Better Walden, Natalie Smith, Clark Kendall, and Lacey Wicks. Smith inside, shot up, no good. Rebound was knocked away by Tiger Red. Kept alive, though, by Smith. Knocked it to Wicks. Wicks to Walden. Walden to Eads. Ella going to drive now. Shot up. Good off a glass.
Nice shot.
30-19. Lady Dogs sitting right here on the edge of a cliff, so to speak. It can go one way or the other. They're down by 11.
Good defensive play, but Natalie blocked. Got the rebound.
Chance to cut it to single digits here. Walden kicking out to Kendall. Kendall right wing, drives, pass to Wicks. Now back to Eads. Natalie with it. Works against Shockley. Ella Eads comes up with the loose ball. Lady Dog's going to drive with Kendall. Shot off the glass, no good. Kept alive again. So Coach Sims, another chance here.
Yeah.
And, you know, Clay County still, it feels at times, and this is one of those times, what is our offensive identity? You know, I don't think we've fully established that yet.
I don't either.
Smith with it. Kicks to Eads. Shot faking a drive. Circles back out. Now she drives. Kicks to Wicks. Nice little pass there from Eads. Wicks is fouled. She'll go to the line. And, you know, I don't make that comment in a critical way.
It's like we talked about. Our lack of size limits us so much on posting up and, you know, doing all those things. We do try to penetrate a lot. And I don't have a problem with that as long as we take good shots, you know. And so we shot some threes tonight. We hadn't hit any, I don't think.
No?
Usually we'll hit a few threes, but.
Yeah, I think we're still searching. We've hit one, Thomas says, I believe.
We hit one.
No, I'm saying she made one or two.
Right? Oh, made one or two, yeah. So still looking for our first three, our Clay County.
I didn't think we did any.
30-20, 10 points the difference. Solomon, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Lacey Wicks. Wicks really playing tough here. She always does. Smith going to drive, kicks to Kendall. Claire now with it into the paint. Reverse pivot, shoots. Ooh, didn't fall.
That's a good move.
It was a good move. Green wrestles the loose ball, rebound away. Passes up to Solomon. Solomon puts on the brakes at right wing. That was actually Slayton, not Solomon. Shockley with it, left wing. Works against Smith. Picks up the dribble, gives back to Slayton. 5:15 mark of this third quarter. 10 points the difference, 30-20. Clay County playing man here, it looks like.
Yeah, it's starting to decide, but I think they are.
Walden with help from Wicks on green. She kicks back out. Shot short by Slayton. Rebound Smith. Chance to cut to single digits. Fast break. Wicks with it. Layup. Good.
Sure.
And the foul.
No foul.
Lacey Wicks putting this team on her shoulders, trying to.
Eight.
Down to eight.
Seven.
Chance to hit seven here as we got Garrison and Scott coming back in. Kendall and Walden coming out. Thomas, I'm impressed with the senior. Just the unwillingness. She's just unwilling to not have hustle and not try to close this deficit.
She leads by example. There's no doubt about that for this Clay County team.
Missed the free throw. An 8-point difference. 30-22. 4:40 mark. Third quarter. Crump with it. Gets to Shockley. She's defended by Smith. Shockley drives the baseline. Throws it away. Clay County going to have a chance, Coach, to cut it to six here.
Yes, we are.
Maybe five, depending on shot selection.
Yeah, almost midway through this third quarter, Macon County hadn't gotten on the board yet.
Well, and you mentioned that second quarter. Was it 20-8?
Did
they outscored us in the second?
It was.
So far, 5-0, Clay County went in the third quarter. Garrison, top of the key, gives to Eads. Ella works right. Surveys the defense. Coach Walker up, the 9-year veteran, sending in the play. 4:10 mark of the third. Scott with it. She gives to Smith. Now Garrison. Garrison drives. Knocked away by Shockley. Shockley with it now. Going to work to the left block. Shot up. No good. Rebound by Tigerette. It was Slayton coming out of there with it. Shockley. Three ball from left corner. No good. Rebound at Leeds. Ella now crosses the timeline. Full head of steam down the right side of the lane. Draws the foul from Crump. Peyton Crump gets her first personal.
He's just perfect at the line tonight, 4-for-4.
First one's away, good. I believe that was Crump's third personal, according to the scoreboard. I had just fallen behind on recording those personal fouls. Garrison checking out. Kendall checking back in on the floor with Kendall. Ella Eads, who's at the line and knocking down a second free throw.
Six.
Natalie Smith, Tracy Wicks, Brooklyn Scott round out the lineup. 6-point game, Coach.
That's great. That could be about 15.
30-24. Shockley with it. Gives back to Crump. Crump works against Eads. Gives back to Shockley, who works against Smith. The two. Go inside, now to Green, back outside. Crump, three ball, no good. Rebound Kendall. Clark Kendall with it. Got an LA pass in front over to Eads. Couldn't get it to her, though. Kendall comes down, shoots from right block, misses. Crump, the rebound. I don't know if she ever saw Eads.
She didn't. She had it. She threw it to her.
3 minutes left in the third. Baseline drive by the Tiger Reds, knocked out by Lacey Wicks.
Yeah, Clay County was, again, holding Macon County scoreless here in the third quarter. 3 minutes left in it.
Here we go, Lacey Wicks. A steal to the rack. Lay up
good.
4 points the difference in our timeout taken by Macon County. Clay County trying to get this crowd going here and breathing life back into this thing. 2:53 mark of the third. 4 points the difference.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Member, Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lady Dogs start the second half on a 9-0 run. It's a 4-point ball game, Daniel.
Yes, it is. 2:51 left in this third quarter, Coach Sims. Macon County scoring so far.
Yeah, I guess changing defenses and really concentrating on the big girl. Now, they've had some wide open threes. They just missed them.
Green? You'll notice you got the freshman Brooklyn Scott that's been on green this entire second half.
Doing a good job with her.
She has.
Of course, Scott, the best length of the Clay County squad. And pretty strong, too, as we see him battling in the paint there. And there is that first bucket.
He scored on two of them there.
They did all they could.
Yeah.
32-26. 6 points the difference. Feeds with it. Works into the paint. Kicks to Scott. Scott in left wing. Gives off to Smith, top of the key. Natalie now wants to drive against Shockley. Gets to the hoop. Scores. Clay County still without a three-pointer in this contest. Looking through our single-game leaders against Macon County, one Coach Sims knows well right here. 1998, Michelle Chambers hit 8 three-pointers against Macon County. What a number.
I remember that game.
At the time, a single-game record till Taylor Strong came along against Monterey a couple years ago and hit 9. And then, of course, Garrison hit 10 at Wartburg, but Chambers was as good as they came from shooting deep.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we lost that game. Real tight, but we lost.
Well, you guys had some downright battles, I believe, with Macon during those stretches.
Yeah.
Minute 8 or minute 15 here. Third quarter, Kendall inside spin shoots. About the third time we've seen her use that move. She scored on it earlier, couldn't get that one to go, but I like the move. Minute 10 left in the third. Tigerettes back with it. They're up by 4. 32-28. Crump, free throw range jumper, no good. Rebound Smith. Macon County just begging Clay County to come back here.
Yeah, we need to get a bucket. But it's 2.
Under a minute to play, third quarter. Smith, Kendall, Eads, Wicks, and Scott. Shot by Smith, no good.
He's had 2 good looks the last 2 trips and missed them.
The only thing I don't like about the 4 wide single driver, no chance for a rebound.
No.
Had 4 Tigerettes all in the paint, and they easily got it. 30 seconds left, three-pointer. Top of the key from Austin, no good. Shockley shot blocked by Smith. The Macon County faithful wanted a foul. No whistles blow here in Joe Sims' gym, though.
Pull it out. Take a lesson.
15 seconds. Coach Sims won the last shot. Shockley shaking up, holding the eye. Must have took some contact there. 12.4 seconds on the clock. Clay Kenyon inbound. We're going to sub as well. Got Walden, Garrison coming in for Scott and Kendall. Be interesting to see what we draw up here with one shot to go in the third. 32-28. Black, purple, and gold down by 4. Eads works right. Uses the Garrison screen. Kicks over to Halen. Three-pointer left side. No good. Fell a little short. Had a good look at it.
Yes,
did not fall.
A real good look.
Buzzer sounds. Third quarter ends. 4 points the difference. A good quarter for Clay County. Still trailing by 4, though.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Clay County still trails Macon County, but only by 4. It's 32-28, and here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Lady Dogs outscored Macon County 11-2. Great defensive quarter for Clay County. Lacey Wicks has 7 points. Ella Eads into double figures with 10. Baylor Walden, Clark Kendall both with 2. Natalie Smith has 5 in her return so far. And Brooklyn Scott, 2 for the Lady Dogs. Natalie Green into double figures with 10 to lead the way for Macon County. Chloe Solomon has 6. Also, Allie Austin with 6. This Lady Dog scoring center has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County with the ball to start the fourth quarter. 8 minutes to settle it here. Garrison with it. Drives the right side. Kicks out to Eads. Ella now drives to the elbow. Works to the block.
Yeah.
Is turned away by Slayton. Ella now going to drive again to left block. Jump stop. Pass to Wicks. Shot up. No good, but she's fouled.
Good.
Mentioned those, mentioned Michelle Chambers is the single game. 3-point leader was 8 back in 98. Others, Megan Copas, 2007. Scoring leader, 29 points. Free throw leader, Taylor Strong, 2018. She hit 14 free throws against Megan. Assist, 1997. The late Jennifer Davenport Langford, 10 assists her senior year against Macon County. Block shots, Amanda Kendall, Stephanie Rich, McKenna Biles, all with 3 against the Tigerettes in the contest. And then Amber Strong leads in steals. She had 7 her senior year in 2004. Did not mention rebounding there. That's going to come up in the Subway Trivia Challenge question later on tonight. Green inside. Foul call against Lacey. Hard to do battle with a big post and not get a couple fouls.
Yeah, it is. Especially when you're 6 inches shorter.
First time she's going to
Chambers.
The,
yeah.
First time she's going to the line tonight, though.
Chambers having that big game. One of Macon County's assistant coaches, Holly Carter, down there, she was the star on Macon County, and she had probably hit more than Chambers. I don't remember how many, but they had a.
That was an exciting game.
Yeah. We led for a long time and ended up losing in the last quarter somehow.
7 minutes left in this fourth quarter. 5 points the difference, 34-29. Clay County in good position here. Just need to take care of business. We're going to have a travel call. Walden, just too much lean there, and looked like the Tigerette kind of did a back step, and all that pressure caused Baylor to take the extra step.
We need to get a stop here. We don't need to get down more than 5.
6:45 and ticking. Crump with it. Gives to Slayton. Slayton looks inside the green. She's closed off by Wicks and Walden, though. Solomon with it. Gives back to Slayton, defended by Wicks. Kicked over to Shockley. Now Crump. Walden doing a good job of keeping Green boxed off. Tigerettes in no hurry. They do get inside the green. A triple team forced her to kick it outside, though. Slayton now with it. Shockley, corner 3. Good.
That's a killer.
They had to work to get it, but they finally ran their baseline and got in the corner.
You know, big shot by Shockley right there is Macon County. Goes ahead by 8, 29-37 here. It's timeout on the floor, Daniel, but let's take this time to talk about our presenting sponsor, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. We appreciate them for getting on board this year and allowing us to spread their word about the consequences of marijuana. They encourage parents to talk to their children about those consequences and offer this message to help them do so. They say, be clear on your stance and show you disapprove of marijuana use. Let them know you care and you're there to talk whenever needed. It says, build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. Parents can learn about the consequences of marijuana by going online at samhsa.gov/marijuana. Of course, the project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Daniel, we say it every broadcast about the great work the folks down at the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition are doing to spread their message, not just about marijuana, but lots of other things to help the community.
Absolutely. You know, as you're sitting and reading through that and getting to work here in the high school with these kids and things, they do so much with them. And it's tough. You know, these guys have a tough world to grow up in. So many, there's no barriers anymore, you know, between a lot of things that they don't need in them other than good education like you were just talking about, and very appreciative of them for trying to do that. Natalie Smith with it, right wing. Kicks to Garrison, 3-ball, no good. Can't buy one tonight. Clay County, no 3-pointers here in this contest, and certainly that's a big difference, Coach Sim.
Yeah, they've hit about, I don't know, 6 or 7, 7 or 8.
Shockley firing a 3, no good. Rebound Walden, plenty of time left. Clay County got to have points, though,
yeah,
37.
We need to score.
37-29. 8 points the difference. Macon led by as much as 13, maybe a little more. That's back when I made that comment that Clay County was standing on the edge of a cliff. Which way would it go? And they came back closer, but Thomas has stretched back out to 8 again.
Yeah, he started off great in the second half with a 9-0 run. And defensively, I think it's been the difference for Clay County in that third quarter. You know, what they've done on green and closing out on the deep shots here to start the fourth has kind of changed a little bit, Coach.
Yeah, a little, but still. We've held them to 7 here in the second half. You know, we just got to keep scoring. Natalie had a really good look at last trip, just missed it.
Yeah, together, you know, 12-7 in the second half would be the score. Wicks firing a three right side, too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound Shockley. Shockley has played really well tonight for Macon County. Slayton with it out top. Gives to Shockley. Halfway through this fourth quarter, 4:15 and ticking. Once again, plenty of time left. We're going to have to start changing this thing. 37-29, Tigerettes an 8-point lead.
Yeah, Macon County up by 8. You have to think they're going to try to take a little air out of it here down the stretch.
This is what they want, a good shot by Shockley. Wicks there to deny her the shot from right block. Now inside the green, triple team. 3 seconds. Called on green. Another opportunity for Clay County to close the gap.
Yeah, Coach Walker getting one there, I think. He was reminding the referees about that, and he got the call.
You don't see many 3 second calls anymore.
3:49 and ticking. Sophomore Natalie Smith, first game in a couple weeks, coming back from a fractured bone in her left hand. She gives off to Ella Eads. On the floor with Smith and Eads, we got Walden, Kendall, and Wicks. Eads, top of the key, isolation drive, gets to the hoop, misses the shot. Rebound Green.
Another good shot we missed.
Tiger Eads now with it. Solomon layup left side, back out to a 10-point game. Timeout taken here. We'll take it with them. 3:19 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County 29, Macon County 39.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Just over 3 minutes left in this one. Macon County leads Clay County by 10, 39-29 here in the final quarter of the girls' game, Daniel. And it's been about Macon County as they've scored the last 7 unanswered here to go up by double figures.
Gotta do it and gotta do it right now. Gotta start getting points here with 3:10 left and keep it rolling. Kendall, bounce past the Wicks. Power dribble, shot up, no good. Shockley coming the other way and a foul called against Clay. Actually.
Maybe he might have called it against them.
Yes, foul against Macon. So Clay County, another chance.
That's 3 good shots we've had inside. We've missed all of them. He'd be down 4 if we hit them.
Well, there's no doubt about it that if we end up dropping this one, we can't say we didn't have our chances.
Yeah.
3:02 left. Smith inside. Spins. Shot up. No good. Got her on rebound. Put back. They call a foul. Jones going to be called for the foul.
I mean, they got the second one anyway.
Actually, Green on the foul. 2:56 left. Smith and the Lions shooting two. First one's away. No good. And certainly the free throws, we talked about Smith not playing or even practicing in a little over 2 weeks. Certainly free throws is somewhere that probably would show up. Second one's away. No good.
How about on Lacey?
Smith on the season, 14-25 from free throw for 56%.
We sure hadn't fouled much tonight. We've only fouled two times this half. Didn't foul much the first half either.
No, that's right. Not a lot of fouls called on either squad. 2:50 left in this one. Macon County the 10-point lead, 39-29. Time getting short for Clay County. A trap here from Thompson and Smith, and a timeout taken by Kalen Thompson. 2:41 remains. Tigerettes up by 10. We'll be back.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball. We're in the girls' game in the Lady Dogs Trail. Macon County 29-39, 2:41 left in this one, Daniel.
Time is getting short, Thomas. Me and Coach Sims during the break just reminisced on this series a little bit on how good this Macon County squad was back in their heyday.
Some of those years, we just played them one time.
Yeah.
Think.
Of course, your good friend Larry Wine, he stopped and talked to us a few minutes ago, won a state championship with Macon County, I think, during the 21 season. So Macon County not too far removed from a state championship.
At 3 or 4 runner-ups. Jeff Bean was coaching. They had a runner-up. Then Larry had one. And of course, they had the COVID year that he probably would have won it that year. But
yeah, he'd already won a quarterfinal game,
yeah.
I think.
And I think he had the best team, but got canceled, so nobody knows.
Clay County's still alive here. 10 points the difference. 2:22 left. Eads to the hoop. Basket's going to be good. If Eads hits here, we'll have a 7-point game.
Clay County. Clay County scored the first point of this quarter, and they haven't since until that Eads layup.
I knew it'd been a dry spell. Coach Thompson upset at that call. 3-point play completed the old-fashioned way. Coach Walker calling for pressure. Can we get a turnover? Slayton with it, being harassed by Thompson. She hands back off. Now a trap again. Tigerettes across the timeline. Shockley with it. Trapped by Eads and Thompson. Timeout taken by Macon County. 30-second timeout taken. We'll go ahead and play one more ad. Be back here. 2:09 left. Clay County's cut it to 7.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. Lady Dawgs within 7, 39-32. Just over 2 minutes remain, Daniel.
Plenty of time to cut it. Just can't allow Macon County to score buckets. 2:09 left is the inbound. Tiger Ants with it. Solomon hands off to Crump. Trap again. She gets away to Shockley. Nearly a turnover, but the Tigerettes keep possession. Crump now with it. Drives inside to the block. Kicked across the green. Kendall swats it out of bounds. Kendall's played a good defensive game here. Using her link to...
Yeah, I don't have a problem with our defense tonight. We've held them to 39 points, you know, in practically the game. We just got to score more than that.
Minute 50 left. Green with it out top. That's what we want. Oh, she got rid of it. Thought Lacey was going to get a jump ball call there. Crump with it. Drives inside. Kicks to Slayton. Long two-pointer. In and out. No good. Rebound Lacey Wicks. Here we go. Minute 35 mark. 7 points the difference. 39-32. Wicks. Baseline drive. Knocked out of bounds by Macon County.
Well, I sprayed that one off of Claire's, but I guess it didn't.
Garrison going to check in here. Still looking for her first points of the night. The sophomore has struggled scoring the last two contests. Had the big 30-point game up at Harriman against Wartburg, a 32-point game, I believe it was. Minute 25 mark. Eads gives to Garrison. Three-pointer left side. No good. Minute 20 left. Had a good look at it. Just not happening tonight. Minute 15 mark of this one. Tigerettes with it. Green to the hoop. She is fouled and she scores. So the three-point play potentially could put the Tigerettes back out in front by 10 again. Currently it's 9. Thompson and Kendall checking in. Garrison and Walden checking out. Boys action, of course, coming up next. If you're watching the video feed, you see the Clay County boys team over in the corner there waiting their turn. Boys won over at Lafayette earlier this year, about a 20-point win. Ella Eads drives down, misses the shot. Rebound Wicks. Her putback no good. Rebound Shockley. A foul and... Nearly done here.
Now you about have to foul and, you know, hope you get a miss and get down and get a quick three. That's about the only chance you got right
here. Yeah. Yes, chances now slim to none. Down to 10 with under a minute to go.
58.7 seconds left.
Stranger things have happened. But.
So the way it's looking, Macon County going to even up their record at 8-8 on the year. Clay County would drop to 5-10. We go back and talk about these losses as we've done before, and we know what's there. A lot of larger schools that we've dropped contests to. And, of course, a close loss to East Robertson, the one-point variety the other day. That one hurt. Against single-A competition, but Clay County's tough schedule has given them this 5-9 record coming in tonight. Picks to go to 5-10, perhaps. Thompson fouled, and she goes to the line.
Yeah, got to have some urgency trying to score the basketball. Eads gave it up. Thompson said, hey.
Got to go.
You got to go.
Yeah. 43-32. I guess I missed on something. Men go green, hit the free throw, and that made an 11-point game instead of a 10 bar. Yeah.
Well, Shockley made one or two after that from the line.
See, that's what I missed. Gotcha. Wicks going to be called for the over-the-back foul. We'll go to the other end to shoot the one and one, so. Not the one who wants you to.
Yeah.
I'm still in that habit, too.
One that Clay Kenny could have won here tonight.
Yeah.
Just
the ball a little better. Hit no threes, I don't think, you know.
No threes, yeah.
Yeah, no makes from distance, and like we've talked about, it's kind of plagued this team throughout the season, guys, just not making those gimmies at times.
Yeah, true. Yeah, a lot of inside looks from our guards that just didn't fall.
A lot of times I think they drive in and take bad shots, but most of the ones tonight were, I thought, pretty good shots. They just missed.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, they each
shot
to the hoop. Just not falling for us. A good drive, a good shot, and just a slump. That's about all you can call it. We saw this very similar. We was having these same conversations Thursday night from Burgstown, and just in a mid-season slump here. And hopefully when we take the floor again here at home Friday night against Clark Range, that slump will break.
Yeah, hopefully.
Clark Range is playing some good basketball, 13-4 right now, and even if they were 4-13, just having Coach Rogers on the bench makes you a strong team.
Yeah.
But apparently, I've not seen them yet this year, but they must be pretty
either.
Stout.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure they're good, but some of their scores have been kind of puzzling to me, but we'll see.
20 seconds and ticking here. Tigerette's going to have a 12-point win as it currently stands, 45-33. Clay Kenny has still won the second half at this point, 16-15, but about the only positive that I can pull out of it here with 10.2 seconds left. Of course, the halftime score was 30-17.
Yeah, and, you know, they made a run at it there to start the second half, and you can't really fault the effort.
No,
it was
all
quarter.
Yeah.
But since then, not much.
Well, the 20-8 second quarter the Tigerettes put together, you know.
That's when they was hitting all in threes.
Yeah. 13 points the difference there. I think it was Shockley making another free throw. 5 seconds left in this one. Eads to the hoop. Hits off the bottom side of the backboard, and the buzzer sounds. This one goes final. Two different times this year, Macon County's come out victors over Mount Walker and the Lady Dogs. This time around, 46-33, Tigerettes with the win.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym, and I'm here with Joe Sims on his birthday. Unfortunately, he couldn't get a win here as a gift coach as Clay County falls to Macon County by a score of 46-33 in the girls' game. It's time for the Eco Pounds of Tennessee, the Lady Dog wrap-up. Coach, Clay County battled in the first quarter. They were down by one, and then in the second quarter, Macon County caught fire from the outside, went up by 13 at the break, and then that was kind of the difference in this one. Yep. Clay County kept it even in the second half. They made a run at it, got as close as three. It was 29-32 on a Lacey Wicks free throw to start the fourth quarter, held to 5 points down the stretch. And kind of went cold, and just couldn't put one in the hole.
That's kind of been our, I guess, Achilles heel all year. You know, we just hit stretches where we have a hard time scoring. I thought overall we played a good game. I thought we played zone the first half. I thought he made a good decision going man and getting a double on the big girl in the second half. And he did leave those three-point shooters open, but fortunately for us, they missed them all the third quarter when we made our run. You know, our shots were falling during the third, but then in the fourth, like I said during the game, you know, we had four or five really good layups inside where we penetrate, and they just didn't go. You know, if we hit them, you know, we might have won the game, you know. But our size limits us on what we can do a lot of times, and we have a hard time, you know, scoring a lot of points. And I've had teams like that myself, you know. It's so frustrating when you do everything pretty good, but you just can't put enough points on the board hardly to get a win.
Yeah, only one quarter for Clay County where they broke into double figures. At 11 in the third, just 9 in the first, 8 in the second, and like we said, 5 points in the fourth quarter.
That's
kind of did them in. Just 33 for the game, you know.
Yeah,
like you said, you
got to
score
game.
More than that.
Yeah. Yeah. If you hold other team in the low 40s, yeah, you ought to win, you know, most nights. And we can do that and still not win. And like I said, I've had teams that do that too, you know. But it's frustrating when it's like that.
Natalie Green, inside for Macon County, led the way for them. She ended up with 15. Katie Shockley had 10 in double figures. Chloe Solomon with 8 points. Kaylee Slayton had 4. Allie Austin, 6. And Ariana Jones, 3. Again, Macon County, let me count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They made 6 threes in that first half. It was kind of the difference.
Yeah, that was all in the second quarter, it seemed like, you know.
Yep.
They were hitting a bunch of them.
For Clay County, Ella Eads, the only player in double figures with 13. I think, Coach, she's learning how to finish her drive. She's also perfect at the free throw line tonight.
Yeah, but again, during the fourth quarter, you know, she had two or three that should have went. They just didn't go, you know. But, yeah, she's playing better, you know, than she did early, I think. A couple of games there I've seen her, she struggled pretty bad, but I thought she played pretty well tonight.
Lacey Wicks, kind of her standard, close to double figures, controlled the board. She's really become maybe the most consistent player on both ends of the court for Clay County at this point.
She plays hard, rebounds good. And, you know, used to she had a hard time hitting the layup. I think she had two or three wide open layups tonight, you know, and she hit them all. And that's a hard thing to do sometimes, you know.
It is.
Leading the pack, you know, hard, going full speed. I used to do a drill, you know, in practice, making them go full speed and shoot those layups, you know. And if they missed them, well, they had to pay a little price.
Right. Rounding out the score for Clay County, Baylor Walden, Claire Kendall with two apiece. Natalie Smith had five in her return. Jenna Thompson, one, and Brooklyn Scott, two. The other storyline, Coach, no three-point baskets for Clay County in this one.
Yeah, that hurt. And Halen, you know, we run some plays for her to get looks, and she got them, but she just wouldn't go tonight. You know, I don't know what the deal was, but she couldn't get one to go. And then some of the other girls shot some, but nobody hit one.
Yeah, tough night from the field for Clay County as they fall 33-46. Coach, good to have you back with us. We missed you the last few broadcasts.
Yeah, I've been driving a little and this and that, so never know, you know. Maybe I'll be here Friday, hopefully.
Well, good to have you, and happy birthday again, Coach.
Thank you.
Folks, this Lady Dog wrap-up's been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home. Go online and do that at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Boys action up next here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Free Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth preview to Bulldog Basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brannon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burden. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for the tip-off of Bulldog Basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, time for the Cumming Exterior Boys 7-day update. On Thursday, Clay County lost to Pickett 41-76. Redbone Springs lost to Gordonsville 17-72. Coach Bibb and the Tigers with no mercy on the Red Dogs in that one. Tonight's action, 9-3 Clay County hosting 5-12 Macon, 5-7 Clark Range hosting 4-7 Colfield. 0-11 Redbone Springs at 7-6 Westmore. And then tomorrow night, a big one here, 11-5 Pickett County hosting 9-6 Gordonsville. And then also tomorrow night, Clark Range hosting Redbone Springs. Doug, talk for just a minute about that big Pickett-Gordonsville matchup. Going to be a good one.
Yeah, how's that? Well, that's two that battled last year for the spots to go to the state tournament. And so I look for that to be, well, similar to what we always get in the 7A tournament atmosphere tomorrow night for sure in that game. That's just a real good matchup.
Coach Bibb returning home, so to speak, to a place where he was so long the head coach, and getting his team healthy, as you were talking about off air, for the first time all season. So it's a good time for him to be getting everybody back.
Oh, yeah. Well, anytime you get ready to start district play, you want to be 100% in every way. And like I said, he's getting healthy now, and that's where he wants to be.
Folks, that boy's 7-day update has been brought to you by Cumming Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. The other folks you can trust to protect your home for the elements. Going to go ahead now and do a quick full coverage final word when we get Doug's last thoughts before tip-off, brought to us by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Doug, to me at least, the big story about this one is nothing to do with Macon. It's about Clay getting out there, and as Thomas has put it, get the stink off from last Thursday night.
That's it. Don't want Thursday night to carry over to tonight. That's over with, and you want to play that way. And that's going to be early to see where we're at. And I think Clay can respond to that. I mean, that's you should.
Yeah.
And we'll see what they do.
And as we've mentioned, I don't feel like that Thursday night, and we'll quit talking about Thursday night with this, but I don't think it was about us playing bad. It's just the perfect storm. But not that Clay County's got to go out and prove they're a good team. We know they are. But just go out there and maybe remind themselves.
That's it. Just go out there with some confidence and put all that bay and just play. And that's where we're at.
That's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark Ensign of the day because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Bulldogs starting lineups. Right now they're announcing Joe Sims' birthday over the PA. I'll pause to clap along with that, Thomas, and we'll go ahead and get into this Gone Country Cafe starting lineup. Macon County Tigers, the visiting team, wearing those royal blue Macon County jerseys, white numerals on them. Their head coach, of course, Mike Owens, a former Bulldog coach for one season back in the day, my senior year in the fall of 2000. Actually, that's wrong. It was the fall of 99, spring of 2000, that year that he was in Salina. Had a good year. He's in Macon County now. They have a 5-12 record this season, playing out of District 9, AAA. They do have a two-game losing streak coming into this contest. Starting for Macon County, junior number 3, Braylon Marshall, sophomore number 4, Jake Metter, junior number 11, McCade Mix, senior number 32, Kaysen Gregory, and the senior number 35, John Krantz. The Clay County Bulldogs wearing those white home jerseys, these black numerals on them, can't talk, trimmed in gold. Head coach Rob Edwards, 25th season overall, 547 wins to 221 losses, a 9-3 record this year. They do play out of District 7, Single A. They have a one-game losing streak entering this contest and starting for Clay County. Junior number 2, Cole Leeds. Senior number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior number 10, Nate Adams. And the senior number 34, Hayden Adams. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time to get this non-conference action underway. These teams met in Lafayette back on December the 3rd. Clay County won by 20 points, 57-37. Clay County riding a 13-game series win streak into tonight's contest. That win streak started back in 2019, Doug, and we have not lost to the Tigers since that time.
And that's saying a lot, because that's a tough place to play when you go there, and they're always bring – it's kind of a big rivalry, even though we don't play them in tournament play or anything.
Absolutely. Nate Adams to the rack, scores 2-2, Clay County in front. Of course, in his 25-year career, Coach Edwards has met Macon County 39 times prior, 26-13 his record against Macon County. And, yeah, I remember specifically during the – Tyreek Key years here at Clay County High School, they had a good program and beat us. During some of those stretches, one of John Carlisle's, well, both of his sons was playing for him. One of them inside the post that played over at Tech, inside linebacker. Seth, was that his name?
Seth.
Real strong presence on the inside for him. And, yeah, Macon County has oftentimes won the battle between these boys' contests over the years. So very fortunate to have that 13-game win streak. At the line right now, Kason Gregory shooting two free throws. First one was good, second no good. The foul was called against Hayden Adams, and Adams gets the rebound. Gives off to his cousin, Nolan. Nolan going to hand off to Lance. Lance Burgett, that is. Back in the hands of Nate. Nate back to brother Nolan. He's to the hoop, and a foul called. So a foul at both ends, Thomas, to start this one off early.
Yeah, and you can kind of see it in Clay County. Nate Adams wanting to get off to a good start. He was held scoreless last Thursday in that first period and ended up having a pretty decent game, but Adams on point early.
Had 16, I believe you said, in that contest. And see Lance Burchard driving to the hole, shot no good. Rebound making County, Braylon Marshall. Working that thing ahead to Metter. Metter to the hoop, and he scores. Sophomore Jake Netter with the bucket. Puts Macon County in front 3-2. I can't even keep the camera up with the action here. I'll have to work better as Nate Adams adds another. Doug, you mentioned something to us about Nate scoring as you came to the scorer's table.
Yeah, he is approaching 1,000 points in his career. So I'm not 100%, but I'm thinking it's 25 away from 1,000 points.
He's got four of them already. 6:27 mark out this first quarter. 3-4 the score. Foul called against Kason Gregory.
You know, that's been a battle the last couple of years, him hating in that paint. That's a good battle.
It is. Yeah, you know, it was Gregory getting in foul trouble on December 3rd.
Yeah.
He had to go to the bench in the second quarter with foul trouble, as I recall. Burgett missing the three-pointer. Macon County coming back the other way, trying to cut into this one-point Bulldog lead. Baseline drive tonight by Cole Leeds. It's Braylon Marshall now with him, has to give it up. Good defense by Cole. Braylon Marshall gives to Braylon Flowers, and now they swing baseline to McCade Mix. Mix drives, kicks it outside to Flowers. Three-pointer no good, rebound Nolan Adams. Nolan full head of steam as always. Nolan always playing at full capacity. All the way to the hoop, what about it?
Very nice take by Nolan, coast to coast. Good to see Clay County aggressive tonight.
Absolutely. Just one of those full-speed plays that we talk about Nolan making so much. Timeout taken here by Macon County, 6-3, 5:37 mark. First quarter, Clay County with the lead.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Dogs off to a quick start. They're up 6-3 early in this one over Macon County.
5:25 mark of it. Nate Adams, baseline jumper, knocked it down. That's a tough shot right there.
It is. It.
A steal by Nate. He's to the rack. Golly, he's on fire, folks. He's got 8 of Clay County's 10. His brother Nolan with the other two. He's trying to get those 1,000 points in this first quarter, I believe. Of course, a special club to be in, no doubt. And I'd be very curious to know, you know, we've not got a ton of guys. We've got some. Keaton Arms among them, but not a ton of guys have been in, you know, you go to football, basketball, talk about certain passing clubs. Of course, Nate made a club of his own when it came to stats in football passing. As he gets a steal, goes to the rack, misses the shot. Nolan cleans up the rebound, puts it back up.
It's a good hustle, but Nolan getting there to clean that up.
.433 mark here of this first quarter. 10-3 the score. Nolan at the line shooting two. First one's way no good.
Coach Evers got like the pace right now. He wants a good pace. Of course, Megan Kenny does too. Both of these want pace, but right now the pace is our favor.
Reese Adams checking in early in this one. Did not see much action Thursday night in Birdstown, did the junior. Nolan Adams misses both of those free throws. 4:25 and ticking here. They're in this opening quarter, 10-3 the score. Clay County 9-3 on the year, Macon County 5-12. Inside to Gregory at the block, defended by Adams. Kicked back outside to Marshall. Three-pointer good by Braylon Marshall. Makes it a five-point game, 10-5. Clay County back on the offensive. Junior Warner Melton kicks over to his classmate Cole Leach. Three-pointer right side, good. Cole had a couple of big three-pointers in Birdstown the other night, but Clay County just never could get the continuity together. Tigers with it, trailing by 7. 3:35 mark, opening quarter. Marshall in the corner, kicks it out to Flowers. Flowers works against Nolan Adams. Uses a Gregory screen. Nolan fights through it, though. They pass inside to Marshall. His shot no good. Gregory going for the rebound. Nate picks it up instead. Nate Adams crosses the timeline. Dumps it off inside to Reese Adams. Nice play there.
Nice play all the way around. Good job of Reese running the floor.
Good catch and finish. Tigers coming back the other way, trying their own hand at the high-low there. Gregory misses the shot, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. Reese Adams called for his first personal.
I believe it's going to be out of bounds. That's on the rebound to the shot.
So Hayden with a personal, Reese with a personal. 3:01 mark, first quarter, 15-6, Thomas. Clay County with a 9-1 advantage. Tigers on the inbound. Three ball. Good by McCabe Mix. Left him open, didn't we?
He did. He come off that little screen. We didn't fight through it much.
Nate Adams with it. Kicks to Lance. Lance Burchett backs up. Works against Mix. Gives back to Nate. Nate going to drive. Offensive foul called. Threw that left arm up there to try to shield the body. Oh, defensive.
On 20. Yeah,
okay.
Defensively. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. They both had a little forearm right there.
They did.
I thought Nate may have picked that one up, but he didn't.
All right. Braylon Flowers called for the second personal. Now Nate gets the offensive. So maybe the official secretly thought so, too.
Yeah, well, Nate kind of cleared him a little, but he had him by the jersey as he went through. So
15-9. Of course, each official watching certain things, I assume, on the floor there. Nolan Adams with a steal, lays it in. Good. The pressure here by Clay County, beaten this time by the Tigers, mixed with it. Pass to Gregory, shot from left block, good. Pace quickens. Adams ahead to Melton. Melton drives to the block. Baseline reverse layup. Ooh, no good. Rebound mix. He hands off to Metter. Metter's pass knocked out of bounds off a Bulldog. Tigers maintain possession. 17-11, Clay County in front. 2:09 mark, first quarter. Right. Macon County inbounds. And it's Mix who goes out of bounds with the ball. Coach Owens beside himself here. He don't understand why they called that. Of course, love him, hate him, or anything in between, you got to admit, head coach Michael Owens, a solid, solid basketball coach, does a good job.
Oh, yeah, he does. These kids play hard for him.
Of course, spent a long time at Redbourne Springs after leaving what was then Salina High School after that 2000 season. Baseline jumper, Nate Adams, good. He's almost on the floor back behind the backboard. Of course, I don't know the exact specifics. You may, Doug, but that backboard sets a foot or two out onto the playing surface.
Yeah, it's about 2.5 foot in, and he's been offset of it. So.
Yeah, that's tough. That is tough. Travel call.
That shot's tough, even if you shoot it at the normal shot, that little short corner shot. If you make that, that's hard to defend because it's tough.
Well, just don't have any reference points that you're shooting at. You know, can't use the glass. Just a tough one. And a signature move that he's developing there, Thomas.
Yeah, it takes a good player to knock those down for sure. Because he knocks them down for three guys.
Nate Adams is putting on the show. Knocks down the triple right there. Thomas, how many has he got in the first quarter?
A baker's dozen, 13 so far.
On pace, we know it won't maintain it, but on pace for, 52? We've just had, you sit back and feel blessed over the, well, really, the entire 21st century, as far as basketball goes here at Clay County High School. We have had some outstanding players, and Nate Adams the next in a long line of those great shooters and players. Nate Adams hitting one dunk from left wing here, and I like who's last. He's just playing just outstanding.
Yeah, it's kind of like he's out there by himself just shooting, you know. I mean, he's got it going.
Give him 16 now. According to Thomas's tally, 16 at Clay County's 25. So 9 points coming from other folks, and talked about Nate being on pace to score a bunch. Well, the team on pace for 100 here. 25-11. 42 seconds left here in this opening quarter. Macon County crossing the timeline over in the hands of Krantz. Inside to Gregory. Everything they want to do in the half court, they want to go through the senior.
Clayton's doing a good job on that backside of that to get their hands on it. You know, he's got a few shots in there, but we've touched a lot of them.
Well, if you limit somebody like him to, let's say, 14, you've done a good job probably through the course of the game.
Yeah, and they're playing him different ways. That time, Hayden Adams fronting him with help from behind.
Mix with it. Works against Nate Adams. Oh, Nate knocks it away. Here we go. 15 seconds left in the corner. Can he throw it down? Lays it in off the glass. We've seen him try the dunk lately. He's got an 18-point first quarter. 5 seconds left in it. Marshall in a trap. Passes to Mix. Mix ahead to Krantz. Krantz to the hoop as the buzzer sounds. Do they count the bucket?
Oh,
they do not.
Not at all.
They should have given it to him. We've got a technical foul coming, I believe, against Mike Owens. Maybe not.
Didn't have a technical, had a warning.
A warning, okay. Yep. 27-11 after Nate Adams and company putting on the show during the first quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. It's all Bulldogs so far. They lead Macon County 27-11 behind 18 first quarter points from Nate Adams. Cole Eads has 3, Nolan Adams 4, and Reese Adams 2. As we do your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Macon County, Kason Gregory and McCade Mix most with 3. Also, Braylon Marshall with 3 and Jake Metter with 2 to make up Macon County's 11. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
7:40 mark, second quarter. Will we see this scoring continue from Nate Adams? 16 points in the first quarter. Lance Burchett a takeaway here. Outlet pass ahead to Cole Eads. Knocked away. Picked back up by Nate Adams. They with it all the way inside. Dishes off to Hayden. Hayden on the baseline. Kicks it out to Nolan. Nolan firing the 3. No good. Rebound by Metter for Macon County. Hayden with a shove with her feet. Kind of got away with one there. The Macon County faithful wanted the call. .708 mark, 27-11, Clay County a 16-point lead after their biggest scoring quarter of the year. Three ball, Krantz, left side, good. John Krantz, the senior, knocking down the triple. And a carry, what's the official name for that guy?
It's just a walk anymore, but, I mean, he just palmed the ball.
Yeah, got it down, got the hand under it. So Macon taking back over after the offensive mistake there for Clay County. Metter with it, right wing. 27-14 the score. Krantz firing a 3, trying to get the Tigers back in. It misses the shot. Rebound Cole Eads, knocked away, and Cole's just roughhoused in there. Going to be foul going against Big Kason Gregory. And maybe he's so big and stout he didn't realize it, but kind of roughed up Cole there.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious to me right there. I mean, it's when you're physical, you don't seem like you've done anything.
Yeah, he's confused, but.
Well, he was battling with Hayden Adams down low, and they kind of had pressure against each other, and he came off of that straight into Cole.
We talked to Coach Edwards about it before the game started earlier, and this Macon County game last year at Lafayette was Hayden Adams' coming out party. And he came in and just played a huge role. I think it was Wyatt Browning who got into some foul trouble, and we had to go to the bench for a post. And Hayden had not, to that point in the season, played a tremendous amount. And he came in and just took over the place. Nate TDS top performer that night, I believe, and he hadn't looked back, and he's got this starting role this year and continued that good play. Nolan Adams with it out top. Drives against Krantz. Foul called on Krantz, I think. That's a tough one for Krantz. Great move by Nolan, and Krantz probably thinking, what can I have done different?
Yeah, that's pretty much you let go. He beats you, let go.
Yeah, he's got such a quick first step that's what's so deceptive, you know. Folks think they're going to get over and cut him off, but they don't even get halfway there.
Yeah, the hesitation and the blow-by with the quickness of Nolan Adams. And then the sharpshooter, Lance Burchett, in the corner, Daniel.
Knocking it down. Lance with his first points here. 5:58 and ticking, second quarter, 30-14, 16 points to lead for Clay County. Krantz trying to answer with a 3. He does so, and a rare 4-point play opportunity coming. Nate turned the body in box-out fashion in a pretty good selling job there by Krantz to get to the line. I just never have been a big fan of those calls, you know, those after-the-shot box-out type fouls. It didn't affect the shot. I guess technically if you touch them before they land, it's part of the shot, right?
Yep. I don't know how much contact we actually had there.
So did he hit the free throw?
He did.
A four-point play. Hayden and Nate getting a breather here on the floor now. We've got Reese Adams, Lance Burchett, Cole Eads, Warner Melton, and Nolan Adams.
Also the second foul on Nate Adams. So
four juniors and one senior for Coach Edwards. Nolan Adams, isolation drive, kicks to Lance. Lance pulls the trigger, no good. Rebound, Nolan. Nolan just playing full speed all the time. Nobody out there plays faster.
Yeah, just a relentless effort from Nolan Adams.
Yeah, that's all effort right there to go get that thing. But that's what you get from Nolan. He's that way all the time.
He's got to the free throw line again. 0 of 2 earlier. Make it 0 of 3 now. Nolan has much improved on the season from sophomore year to junior campaign. Well, we've got some got Krantz getting really tied up with Eads back here now. Technical foul. They assessed against Owens. And I think he kind of sometimes is intentional about getting those. Does it to maybe let his kids know, hey, I've got your back with the officials and that type of thing. Yeah. Certainly I think it's he at least hopes it to be strategic at times and trailing early here in this one. They battle back, though, 12 points the difference after Clay County led by 16 earlier. But this swing of double possessions here could put Clay County back in front as Lance Burchett is in line to shoot two, misses the first. I was saying about Nolan. Nolan had his struggles from the free throw line last year. This year, 67% free throw shooter coming into tonight. 0-4 so far here. Lance goes 1-1 on those two. Timeout taken by Coach Owens. 13 points the difference. 31-18 on the scoreboard here. Clay County leads. 5:28 mark, second quarter.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invite you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County leads Macon County 31-18. A little over 5 minutes left here in the first half, Daniel.
So that same lineup we had prior to the timeout, Thomas, the four juniors with the lone senior, Lance Burchett. Lance with it out top, gives to Cole. Now back to Lance. Swings it to Warner Melton, left side. Warner going to fire the three. Yeah. Knocked it down. Warner played really, really good during that Christmas stretch. Been kind of quiet in the last two games. And for this team to really go and do good through conference play, I think we need a good showing every night from Warner Melton.
Definitely. That gives you a good positive off the bench. Not just minutes, some scoring and all that. He's been able to do that so far.
Well, that's kind of the thing you get as Krantz takes it away from Clay County. They're going to call a foul on Lance?
That's what you call.
I didn't even see the contact. I'm sure it's correct, but I'm not going to try to branch off too much on that. I thought I got a little out of hand the other night in Birdstown. A little emotional, and I'm going to try to keep it professional for the Horizon Sports Network here, Thomas.
Hey, it happens to the best of us, especially in Birdstown, Daniel.
Krantz good on the first free throw. And like you said, I was kind of curious. I went back and listened to part of it myself. And It wasn't too bad. It's still.
Well, at one point you just kind of took a break, and that was a pretty good idea, I think.
Grant's good on both of the free throws, so Macon County staying close in this one. 14 points, currently the difference on the scoreboard, 34-20. And you got to go back, guys, to Nate Adams with it 16 points in the first quarter?
No, 18.
18. And if you're just tuning in, folks, 18 points in the first quarter for Nate Adams, 18 of Clay County's 27.
Yeah, just a great performance. Of course, he's picked up his second foul, and Coach Overs protecting him a little bit here as he's out of the lineup. And why not when you Nolan Adams can knock him down like that?
Top of the key is deadly as a cobra.
That was a tough shot right there, too. A little step back, clear some space.
Sure was. Mix tries to answer for Macon County. Can't do it. Lance Birch at the rebound. Lance heads the other way. Sets up shop. Drives inside of the free throw line. Jumper a little short. Rebound Metter. The sophomore Metter going to come across the timeline for Macon County. 3:40 mark. Second quarter. 37-20. Clay's led the whole time when they met on December 3rd in Lafayette. Dogs won by 20. Macon County continue to fight. So Jones' squads always do. On the floor for Clay County, Warner Melton, Reese Adams, Lance Burchett, Nolan Adams, and co-leads. Metter kicks the mix, baseline drive. Lance Burchett going to be called for the foul. Same type foul we saw called down here against Flowers earlier when I thought they were going to give Nate the offensive. I felt like Macon kind of led more that time. And that's just a change crew to crew. They're not extending. When they put that forearm up, they're not striking with it. So I guess that's kind of the difference. If you push out, it becomes an offensive foul more, I suppose. Mix at the line. Hits the first. 3:08 mark here, second quarter, 37-21. It's only 10 points scored in the second quarter for Clay County. After the 27-point first quarter, Nate Adams checking back in along with his cousin Hayden here. Reese and Lance Burchett going to the bench.
I think Lance picked up his third right there, didn't he?
Yes, according to the scoreboard, that's right. Nolan across the timeline. Hit the big three a minute ago, top of the key. Will he do it again? Kicks to Warner Melton. Inside now to Cole Eads. Eads, six-foot jumper. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Off of Clay County. Dogs 9-3 on the season. Losses to Jackson County, Livingston, and Pickett. And those are the ones that, as we get a takeaway on the inbound, Nolan Adams adds the bucket. I look back over the three communities I just mentioned, Doug, and that's why those three hurt so bad. It's because they're your neighbors. You've got Gainesboro, Birdstown, and Livingston.
Yeah, that's, you know, if you got beat to Jellicoe, or it don't hurt you near as bad as them three do.
Right.
You know, them mean a little more.
Metter inside. Nice little drive by him. That's a bucket off right side. Thomas draws it to a 15-point game, 39-24. Clay County in command, and they have the basketball. Nolan Adams, top of the key, dribbles through the legs, works to the free throw line, steps back, three-pointer, drops it in. Woo-hoo-hoo!
I say the two Adams boys are feeling it pretty good tonight.
Certainly they are. Minute 45 left in this one. Metter turned away by Hayden Adams. Kicks off to Mix. Mix inside the Flowers. Bounce pass to Gregory. It goes out of bounds. Last off of Gregory.
Like that little sequence there. You got Nolan Adams caught down low on Gregory, and he bodied him up to get the ball. Once he did, Nolan just slipped the hand in and knocked it off of him to get the possession.
It's a great play by Nolan right there.
Minute and a half left in the second. Nate Adams with it, left side, taking his time, uses a screen, dribbles off his foot, saved it before it went back court. Going to drive, left side, foul's called. Nate uses that particular move. I don't know how to describe it even better than anybody. He ends up with the full arm extension, you know, on the ball. I don't even know what you call it.
He gets there so quick, too. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's a move. It's just hard to explain.
It is. It may, you know, certainly other folks probably do it, but something that's pretty signature to him around these parts that I've seen, because you've got to have the right type of body to even attempt it. And when he stretches out, he's got pretty good length and wingspan. Hayden Adams goes down. I heard him gasp in pain.
He got a pretty good elbow right there.
Must
32.
Have. Hayden on the floor. Real red in the face.
Oh, he caught it on.
Oh, Hayden better watch his talking to the official here.
He's cut. I mean, he's bleeding.
Yeah,
he's
the, right the Macon County faithful wanted a technical on Hayden. Coach Edwards wants a foul called on Gregory. He's asking, how can my guy come to the bench with a bloody face and the foul be on him? And now he's been directed back to his bench by the official. Of course, we know that Coach Edwards is just a renegade on the sidelines, you know. You got to keep him in check, obviously. He had a warning early up in Birdstown the other night.
Yeah.
He must be out of control lately.
Yeah, you're right, Daniel. And, you know, a lot of times those things are inadvertent, especially when you're lined up at the free throw line. But, you know, when you got blood streaming down your face, as Hayden Adams does, as he's being checked on here, and there's no foul call.
That stuff happens, you know. Hayden's a tough one, we know that. Julian Juju Villa checking into the contest here. On the floor, we've got Hayden's younger brother, Reese. Their cousin, Warner Melton. Another cousin of the Earth, Nolan Adams. Cole Eads and Juju Villa rounding out things here. Nate Adams at the scores table wanting to check in. Whoa! We're going to see an ejection here. Reese Adams ejected, and I can't defend what he just did.
Yeah.
Certainly cannot. We've even got Macon County faithful to their feet, and perhaps the son of the boy that was shooting the free throw there. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I saw the ejection sign. I know we had an intentional foul call. Hayden continuing to be checked out on the scores table. Official McWilliams here getting everything straightened back out, wanting all the players on their benches. Now, I thought I saw the signal for he's gone. We're still waiting for that. Just waiting here. No need of speculating. We're just waiting and listening on what's going on.
We see.
Bringing the head coaches in here to discuss with them. Asking players to stay at their benches. So this began with a foul called on Hayden Adams a few minutes ago. Off to our left on a free throw. Then on a free throw to our right here, we saw Gregory and Reese Adams came to box out, and he swung a big left elbow at him, it appeared. And now we're discussing the fallout from the situation. Of course, I understand Reese's desire to defend his brother.
Long discussion here, Doug. I know you've been in this position yourself before, probably in on occasions identical to this.
Yeah.
Possibly. What are they talking about?
Well, just get control of your teams right now. I mean, that's pretty much the discussion. Explain what's happened, what they're going to do, and for both coaches to take care of their teams right here. You know, that's the biggie.
Of course.
So it's really not about the decision that's been made.
No.
As far
well,
as
he's
going to
explain what they've done right here, but yeah. He's more get control of your team right here.
So he'll tell the coaches before he dresses the score table
yeah.
to make the call.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly need to walk back my prior comments about Reese being ejected. I saw the intentional foul signal,
that's all I saw.
Well, he made another motion to the locker room, and that's why I thought we had an ejection. Hopefully, Reese has not been ejected.
Yeah.
Two shots.
So that's going to be the intentional foul.
Three shots?
No, two shots.
Okay.
So Gregory's been at the line for quite some time. Yeah. We do know that's going to happen.
Yeah, he's waiting his turn to shoot. And did he have another? No, because that was a box out.
All right, so Reese has been ejected. He's got a lead right here.
I was pretty sure I saw that.
Yeah.
Gregory hitting the first of the free throws here. Of course, one thing that I can assuredly clarify, had some of the Macon County faithful saying that the coach told them to do it and do that. Well, I can assure you that Rob Edwards has never instructed anybody to go out and attack another player.
No, that's a fact. That's just, you know, unfortunate play. Motion's got in it, but definitely wouldn't be instructed by the coach.
All right, reset it here. 42-27, that's the thing. We've got a blowout contest going on here.
The boys are going to play baseline, too, but that was an intentional foul. So the intentional will go closest to where the play happened.
And that's what we're getting.
Yeah.
Minute 18. Of course, currently a blowout. Things can change. 15 points the difference. Clay County still riding high after that big 27-point first quarter. Flyers works it into Marshall. Marshall going to be called for a foul on Co-Leeds. Now, one thing you very well could see here is a little bit tighter call now on this game.
It's definitely tightened up now.
That's what we just saw. Cole's kind of confused, and he's just got to understand. After the events we just saw, we're going to take the physical part out of it.
Yeah, and I'm sure halftime Coach Everett will discuss that a little one too, you know. But you're going to see it on this other end, too.
Yeah.
When you come down here, you're going to see the same thing, so.
Minute 16 left in this. Marshall at the line hits the first and the second. 13 points the difference, 42-29. Clay County up.
Let's see.
Taking air out, Tom.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, everybody's just ready to get into halftime here, I think. And Macon County. Even though they trail by 13, they're content to stand, too.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, Coach Owens already with a technical foul. He's relegated to a seat the rest of the evening. And 35 seconds and ticking here.
Well, Clay County's good taking this last shot, and they're going to start the second half with the ball. So, you know, if you get a score here, you're getting the ball back, you're in pretty good shape. Get you a chance going to at halftime, just kind of relax a little and get calmed down.
Daniel, you've gotten a really good break from having to move the camera.
Yeah.
You do a great job of it, but resting the arm.
I'm probably a 90%er on it. About 10% of the time I'm behind action on it. Nolan Adams, three-pointer. Little wide of the mark, rebound Nate, put back. Good. And he's fouled. So Nate had 18 in the first, had the lengthy time that he had to sit during the second quarter with fouls. What's he up to now, Tom?
That's his first points of the second quarter, so he's got 20.
And as Doug told us when he came to the scorer's table, courtesy of assistant coach Andrew Mendes, who keeps track of things, 975 points career for Nate coming into tonight. So needed 25 to join the prestigious 1,001 club. And here he is shooting on the free throw range jumper at the buzzer. Does not get it. So he's done the lion's share of that 25 he needed here in the first half. Still looking for that 1,000th point when we come back in the third quarter. 44-29. Clay County, a handy 15-point lead over Macon County here at the break. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County High School for Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. This is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, and it's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. The Clay County Bulldogs lead the Macon County Tigers 44-29 here at the break, and it came on a great start from senior Nate Adams. He had 18 in the first quarter as Clay County went up 27-11 at the end of the first period, thanks to the great start by the senior, and he has 20 points here at the break after the teams played virtually even in the second quarter, and the Dogs lead by 15 here in halftime. Besides Adams, Lance Burchett has 4 points, Cole Leeds has 3, Nolan Adams, Nate's brother, has a cool dozen, 12 points at the halftime. Warner Melton has 3, and Reese Adams, 2 for Clay County. For Macon County, they're being led by John Krantz, who has nine at halftime, all coming in the second quarter. Cason Gregory and McCabe Mix both with five. Also, Braylon Marshall with five. And Jake Metter has four for the Tigers. Clay County leads Macon County 44-29 here at the break in Salina. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out the new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. More than Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show coming up here on the Horizon Sports Network, including the Subway Trivia Challenge up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Clay County leading by 15 at the break, 44-29 over Macon County. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's trivia challenge question. During the 10 seasons from 2000 through 2009, the Lady Dogs met up with the Macon County Tigerettes 11 times, and the Clay Countyans won the series during the decade 6-5. The 11 games were played during the following seasons, 2000, 2001, 04, 05, 07, 08, and 09. During those contests, only three players recorded 10 or more rebounds in a game. Name one of them. I'm going to read that again. A little bit shorter, maybe. During the 10 seasons from 2000 through 2009, the first decade of the 21st century, Lady Dogs played Macon County Tigerettes 11 times and won the series 6-5 during that decade. During those 11 contests, there were only three Lady Dogs who had 10 or more rebounds in a game. Name one of those three. The years they played, 2000, 01, 04, 05, 07, 08, and 09. If you think you know an answer, just want to take a wild guess, send in your, looky there. I don't have to fool around long tonight, because some of our old faithful basketballers are coming right in there, and it comes from young Tate Kerr. Don't even know if he was born then, but he's such a historian. He knew that Megan Copas had 13 rebounds in 2007, not to mention 29 points in that same contest. The other two people who did it, Tristan Watson in 2008, she had 12, and Megan Watson in 2005, she had 11. Thomas, other guesses were coming in, but and I'll let you share those in a minute. It was Young Take Kerr with the win, so he will be receiving a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. And, yeah, Tate wasn't even around then. He's just that wise of a historian. Thomas, other guesses. I saw Sam Daniels throwing one out there. Is McCade Mix opens up with a three-pointer to start things. I saw the guest coming from Sam of Holly Wright Robbins, and that's an outstanding guest. For a long time, she was leading score around these parts and one of our leading rebounders as well, but obviously now we know that was incorrect. Deanna Dawson was also guessed by Hannah Bowles. So some good guesses there. You know, I asked that one to Coach Sims as he was sitting here earlier during halftime in the boys' game, and it took him a while. Usually when it's girls especially, he's quick on it. And he said, well, he guessed two or three, and I said, no. He said Brittany Walker. Then Steph Rich, his commits, Stephanie Rich would have had that, and she didn't. And he said, well, was I coaching in any of them? And I said, well, no, you wouldn't. It was during a different time. It would have been Paige Smith-Strong.
Well, we'll give Coach Sims a pass then, saying he wasn't coaching during that time.
Yeah. 7:25 mark of this third quarter. Mix and Adams tussling for the ball. Nolan, I think, what we got here?
He's out of bounds. Blue was out of bounds.
Okay.
There.
Good hustle by Nolan, getting in there and tying Mix up for the ball. Teams have switched into the floor here. Clay County working at the hoop to her right during this second half of play. Macon County working at the hoop to our left. Nolan Adams with it. Left wing on the floor with Nolan. We see Warner, Melton, Lance Burchett, Cole Leeds, and Nate Adams. Hayden Adams not on the bench that I see. Saw him come back in. He went and had a bandage put on that cut that was under his left eye. And don't see him on the sideline right now. Mix misses the three. Marshall cleans it up. Put back no good. Foul call against Lance Burchett. No. That's three. Three personals on Nate.
He and Burchett both with three, I think, Gus.
Coach Edwards going to let them play here. Marshall firing the three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Cole Eads. Eads pressing the issue, crosses the timeline, sets you up shop at right wing, hands back to Lance. Lance going to back out top of the key and reset it, working against Flowers.
We also see Garen West starting in at center in the second half for Macon County as Gregory remains on the bench.
Yeah, he saw a lot of time December the 3rd over there. Nate Adams adding
24. He's got 24, two-point guy.
1 point away from 1,000. 4-8 Adams after the triple. And there's Hayden coming back to the bench as I look down there now. Flowers out top for Macon. Kicks over to Metter. His three no good. Marshall, the rebound, taken away by Cole Eads, though. Cole, into the front court. Right block, shot good off the glass.
Hey, that's a nice battle rebound and a good take to the rim right there by Cole.
Sure was. Good control all the way through. Put it high off the glass where he needed to. 5.5 minute mark, third quarter. Clay County up by 18. Rebound and put back by Garen West, the senior.
You know, Megan went to a little matchup zone this time to start with.
Lance Burchett, three-pointer top of the key, misses off the left side, cleaned up by Warner Melton. Yeah.
Good job of Lance to actually tap back and keep her line, went right through Warner, and he finished.
4:50 mark, 52-34, third quarter. Flowers to Marshall. Marshall bounces to Metter. Metter to Mix. Mix left side three ball. No good. Bounced off of Nolan. Didn't even see it there.
That come off there pretty hard.
It did. Came off the backboard and off of his shoulder into the hands of Flowers, who cleaned it up from right block for 2 points. 4:25 and ticking. Warner Melton, left wing. Bounces it baseline to Nate. Can we get 1,000 here? We don't. Foul on the floor.
Well, they're running this matchup. We're running their guard now, but before we just run that matchup, the big guy was getting on one of our guards every time. We had some mismatches in there. Now it'll match up a little better because you brought the guards in.
There it is.
Nate Adams, timeout taken here by Coach Edwards. We're going to stay on live air here. Nate Adams, 1,000 points. Not an easy thing to accomplish, Doug.
No, it's not. That's a big in a career to get 1,000 points. That's huge.
And, Thomas, you talk about the balance. Not only is he a standout in football, but a standout everywhere else he goes to, including football.
Yeah.
Football, basketball.
He's done it, you know, virtually in about 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, maybe less, you know. The lion's share of it coming in his junior season, and then the rest coming halfway through his senior campaign for this Bulldog team. And, Doug, it's an elite group to join the 1,000-point club.
You start looking at, over the years, that there's not a lot on that. And when you look at that list, it's a pretty impressive list.
It is. And no one more deserving than of the recognition. We saw him get quite a bit of it during this football season. And as this basketball season goes on, I think you're going to see Nate Adams grab the attention region-wide for sure, if not statewide again.
And if you talk to Nate about that stuff, it don't mean a lot to him other than he wants to win, you know. So
unofficial and hopefully not incomplete here, but looking at just the Edwards era Clay County High School players here, pulled up a list. Of course, obviously Tyreek Key and Grant Strong. Tyreek in the 3,000-point club, Grant in the 2,700-point club with 2,774. Of course, Ethan Burble, 1,446. Chase Stevens, 1,438. Sager Walden, 1,393. Sean Garrett, Jake Ashong, Landon Woodcock, Trent Bowles, and Gavin Silk, all members of the 1,000-point club from the Edwards era here at Clay County High School. And obviously, Doug, talk about folks like yourself and Tracy Strong, Jeff Arms, Kelly Spivey from the 90s and from Salina High School, and a lot of outstanding players there. You've got over at Hermitage Springs. Always forget to talk about Derek Anderson. He had a 60-point game one time over there, and so often, because I don't have those numbers to look at, but a very elite crew there that he's joined up with there.
It is. Like I said, anytime those milestones are made, it's you got to have good teammates, number one, and then you got to be pretty solid to go with it.
3:30 mark, third quarter. Pushing it out of there. Cole leads, full head of steam. I need to try to dig back some of that stuff up. A couple of classmates of mine, Chris Bartlett and Matt Barlow, I believe, also getting into that club during their time. And, of course, Matt Barlow has a freshman son on this squad for head coach Mike Owens. Aiden Barlow wears number 23, a solid player that we saw during the JV contest that took place earlier. Macon County won that boys' JV game. But Matt, a strong, strong player. Of course, his senior year at Salina High School, Mike Owens was the head coach. So kind of fitting that his son gets to play for him now as well. 20 points the difference, Thomas. 3 minutes left in this third quarter. I'll get back on the point here and quit talking some history.
Oh, well, it's a 20-point ball game, just like you said, so I don't mind that, and I doubt our listeners do either. And of course, here's Melton gets the steal.
Well, again, Warner Melton, folks, to the rack, lays it in for two.
A lot more names, of course, during the Salina High School era that you're not mentioned there, Joey Cole being one of them, and, you know, plenty more. I'd be afraid to say the rest, but I got a few in my other, in my head.
Yeah, I mentioned Tracy and Jeff, but didn't say Joey, did I? Yeah. With that trio right there.
Yeah, he was the leading scorer till Tyreek broke all time.
Well, you go back into the 70s and talk about the Walt Weavers and the James Trowbaughs, and I don't know that stuff. Talking with former head coach Thomas Watson, some of that stuff has been lost to time with some of those old scorebooks, and he's still got a good mind. He can tell you all that stuff, but we just don't have some of those records like we once did as far as, the actual books.
Yeah. Well, you go back to James Trowbaugh, talking to him, he had 1,000-plus points and 1,000-plus rebounds in a career. You know, his senior year averaged 25 rebounds a game.
Crazy.
That's just ridiculous, you know.
A man amongst boys back at that time. Cole Eads, a jumper there. And maybe the first to Eads' bucket. Good, a foul called somewhere. Nate Adams, his fourth. So the bucket was good, though, correct? Yeah. Of course, David Short going back into the 50s. I'm sure probably the first 1,000-point score in our time. And many more over at Humbridge Springs School. Wish we had all that stuff from all of our high schools. Of course, Willow Grove High School had such a strong basketball program prior to the impounding of that area for Del Hollow Lake. They were the powerhouse in the county when it came to basketball. And some of those county tournaments that they used to hold way back when between Hermitage Springs, Salina High, and Willow Grove High, all three high school teams would come together and play. I think they would rotate where the side of that was at, and that was a big deal during that time.
Even when I was in middle school, we had a county tournament for the middle school. You know, you had Maple Grove, Hermitage Springs, you know, Salina. I mean, you had a county tournament then for that age.
Minute 42 left in this third quarter. I said we'd get back on point. Thomas gave me the green light, so we slipped even on back further in history there. But we'll do it now. Minute 30 left in this third quarter.
Braylon Marshall makes both free throws at the line, Daniel. I'll help you out.
19 points the difference. Cole Eads answering with a three. A little too strong. Rebound Krantz for the Tigers.
Good clean look there by Cole, though. And that's shot you want to see him keep taking.
Grant's with it, picks up the dribble, kicks the Metter. Metter swings over to Barlow. We talked about him. Now we see him in there. Bounce pass entry to Marshall, kicked away by Clay County. Marshall, the junior. Krantz and Gregory, both seniors. Flowers, also a senior for Coach Owen. So we've got a mixture of upperclassmen and younger guys.
You mentioned alumni Matt Barlow has a son on the team, and you talked about Clay County Sports Hall of Famer John Carlisle earlier on. I think he's got a young son on the team, too, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. I guess he's a Cooper Carlisle sophomore. I hadn't realized that. Well, no wonder. Of course, he played JV as well, and he's built more like the one that played inside linebacker over at Tech. He's a thicker body. What's that, Seth, and what's the other older? But he played wide receiver in high school. The other one did.
Yeah, and I can't. If you hadn't asked me the name, I could have told you probably. But
1 minute left in this third quarter. Lance Burchett with it. Works to Warner in the right wing. Warner, baseline drive, gets to the block. Kicks way out to Nolan. Clay County content to kill some time if they're able to here. Nolan works against the freshman Barlow. Creates space. Drives and again creates some space. No one as good as anybody with that jab step. Back up. Tyler. Sandra McClary Gentry says there. Miss Sandra, always a loyal listener. And I kind of threw that out there thinking she might come back with the response. Jolena Cherry Bird will also letting us know that. So Tyler, the other son of the Carlisle. So boy, I'd like to have all three of them here in Bulldog Country. Barlow, the long rebound off of Burchett, missed three-pointer. Doug, what was the call?
I had a foul on Juju there, and that's a tough one because this boat just kind of going to get it. But had a little contact on Juju.
3/10 of a second left here. Young Aiden Barlow at the line to shoot here. Bonus free throws. Two of them coming. Barlow missed the first. Of course, back-to-back sectional appearances during Matt's junior and senior in high school, the 99 and 2000 seasons. Played over at Tech in the sectional in 99, then went down to Chattanooga in 2000, had that sectional tournament those 2 years instead of sub-state. Then to three here, 8 minutes left to settle it. It may already be settled. Clay County up by 18, heading into the fourth and final quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. The Dogs lead the Tigers of Macon County 60-42, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, Nate Adams, a historic night for him. He's leading the way with 28 points, scored his 1,000th point halfway through the third quarter there. Lance Burchett has 4, Cole Leach 7, Nolan Adams 12, Warner Melton 7, and Reese Adams 2 for Clay County. Leading the way for Macon County, Braylon Marshall has 10, McCade Mix 8, and John Krantz 9 for the Tigers. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company, serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
That they are. Foul called against Flowers. Braylon Flowers, the senior for Macon County. Lance Burchett to inbound from the baseline. Works it into Nolan. Never got to him. Krantz takes it the other way. Another senior for the Tigers to the rack. He scores. 60-44 now. Nate quickly to Lance. Back bucket good.
It's a great transition to get that back right there.
Sure was. Two nice passes. The long one, I think, Nolan down to Nate. And then Nate, the quick bounce over to Warner for the bucket. Or whoever I said.
You said Lance.
Yeah, Lance then. Whatever I called the first time was right.
Well, it was so fast I couldn't look up the scene, so I was going by what you said.
Right. It was correct. 7:16 left in this one. Clay County, you know, since that first quarter, we've had this same difference. I think it was cut to 14 once, maybe. Maybe closer.
Got down to 12 to open the third quarter on a three-pointer. First points of the second half, Daniel. But you're right. Clay County jumped up out by 16 at the end of the first quarter. Led by as many as 19 in the first half. And it's been kind of right at that point as it sits at 18 right now.
Single game leaders against Macon County during the Edwards era as Mix knocks down a bucket. Scoring leader Tyreek Key, his senior year, had 49 against Macon. Three-pointers. Couple guys tied here, three of them, as a matter of fact. Sager Walden, his junior year in 05, he hit 5. Ethan Burble, his senior year in 08, hit 5. And Nate Adams last year hit 5 threes against Macon. Two different times during his career, both coming during his senior campaign. Tyreek Key had 16 made free throws against Macon. As Nate Adams adds a bucket and goes to the free throw line. But that means two things. Number one, Key was tremendous at getting to the hoop. We know that. Number two, he didn't miss many free throws.
Didn't miss many free throws. That's what you expect to see out of those good players, to go up and knock down, especially when they're not guarding you, you know.
Rebound leader against Macon, Jake Ashok. His senior campaign had 14 in 2020. Assist leader, Heath Kimes. 2019, his senior year, he had 10 block shots, Dusty Verbal. 2011, his senior campaign, I believe it was, he had 4 block shots. Then steals, John Godwin and Casey Pearl, both have 6, coming in 2005. Hadn't been sharing those each broadcast, and I kind of realized that. I was putting them together today, and I thought, why you even put them on there if you ain't going to say them? So I made a mental note during both boys and girls to work those in.
Hey, I think it's a great thing. We appreciate you keeping up with all that.
I have been corrected by a listener here, and he's right. His memory's better than mine. The listener, White Brownie, he said, hey, now, I was not in foul trouble at Macon last year. My foot was broke. I was hurt on the bench. And White was a clean player. Seldom ever did he get in foul trouble. He was so disciplined at how he handled his business. Who knocked that 3 down, guys?
Warner Melton. He's in the double figures with 10.
I like it. Appreciate White listening. Clay County up big here, 68-46. Carlisle on the inside powers his way to the free throw line, trying to complete a 3-point play the old-fashioned way. He knew what to do when he got it in his hand.
Yeah, that's a nice little move right there. But just to clarify, the White Brownie, we're just testing him to see if he could correct us. That's all it was. And he passed.
I knew there was some. That's what it was. So.
Yeah, he's turning with that foot. Yep. Now that he said that, I remember it.
Nate Adams pulling down the rebound. 5:15 left in this one. 20 points the difference. That was the final difference back on December the 3rd in Lafayette, 57-37. This one a higher scoring contest for both teams. Next action for the boys here at Joe Sims Gym this coming Friday against Clark Range and the Buffaloes. Nolan Adams with it, left wing, kicks across to Cousin Lance, 3-pointer right side, no good. Rebound by Krantz for the Tigers.
He didn't make it, but that was a beautiful pass right there with one arm.
It was. Marshall working inside, misses twice, a foul called. Marshall coming away frustrated or perhaps shaking up.
Ooh.
Foul called against Nolan. Third personal for him. Been bragging on him lately. He's played very well. Going back to his return after Christmas break is McCade Mix. Adds another bucket. 50-68. You know, Nolan hit that little streak earlier in this game. Had the back-to-back threes off to our left around the top of the key. And he had that same streak going against Jellicoe in that third quarter before the lights went out here at Joe Sims Gym. And he can get on that streak, especially hitting from three.
You know, those two he hit tonight was super tough,
yeah,
too.
There's certain things he's going to bring every night. We talk about the hustle and the drives to the hoop. But as with everybody, you know, a bit of an up and down to the outside shooting. But when he's on, he is on. Yeah. Warner Melton at the line to shoot free throws.
Yeah,
70-50, Thomas.
Melton's really taken off here. You know, had the confidence to drive the hole and then finish right there with the harm.
Completing it. 71-50. Warner Melton, a nice job there. 3-point play the old-fashioned way. Sophomore Jake Copeland comes in. Junior Co-Leeds goes out on the floor, joining Copeland. Lance Burchett, Warner Melton, Nate Nolan Adams. Good for Jake to get in there and work with this group. We talked about Jake the other night and how promising he is, but a different speed when you're playing with these four guys in particular. Krantz firing the 3 left side. No good. Kept alive by Flowers. 3:40 left in this one. Dogs going to go to 10-3 on the year. Clay County quietly putting together just a very, very strong season here. 10-3, nothing to bat an eye at.
Well, and look at those 3 losses, 3 pretty quality teams. So, they've got a good season going.
Of course, split the series with Livingston. The road team won both of those. Still have to have that second matchup with Jackson County and with Piggott County.
And a good thing, those come to our place.
No doubt. Both, you know, Byrdstown and Gainesboro are two tough places to play.
Yeah.
And certainly Joe Sims Gym here at Salina also a tough place to play.
Yeah.
Nate Adams missing on the inside. Picked up by Metter, who hands off to Krantz. Krantz comes the other way, hands off to Flowers. Flowers now stops at the free throw line. Mix with it, left wing. 2.5 minutes left in this one. Three ball, no good. Rebound. Warner Melton, and a foul going to be called against Macon County. I believe that's Aiden Barlow. No, Flowers. Oh, the call on Jake Copeland?
No,
I guess he said 2-0.
Yeah.
I thought he said double.
He's saying double zero shoot.
Gotcha.
That's a bonus right there.
He talked about Clay County putting together a good season. The Tennesseans released their first statewide rankings. I think that came out today, and Clay County is ranked in the top 10. They had them at number 9 with Gordesville at 10. See North Green, Richland, Humboldt up to number 6. Wayne County, 5. Pika County at number 4. 11-5, Santa Fe and Eagleville, the 3-2 team, and the number one team, the defending state champion, Chattanooga Prep, of course.
Pretty solid 10 right there. Now.
Yeah,
it is.
And this is Prep's last year in single A, is that right?
It is.
And they may be tough to tame for whoever has the opportunity to mix it up with them on down the road. I believe it was Pickett that met them in the sub-state last year.
Yeah, last year. Had to go on the road.
Of course,
big upset by Gordonville to put them on the road to match up with that.
Nolan Adams knocking down the free throw. Subs for both teams on the floor now for Clay County. See Juju Bella, Jake Copeland, Caden Copeland, Isaiah Burnett, and Warner Melton. 2:25 left in this one. Coach Owens also going to the bench. Barlow with it, left side, hands back off to Sanchez. His three ball good. Actually, that was Jay Wilson. Sanchez is 25. That was 22. Coach Owens has got a good young core for his team over there, Doug. I know you saw the JV game as well.
Yeah, he's got a nice group right here to build with.
Caden Copeland, jumper, 15-foot right, no good. Fletcher Strong finds and gets the rebound, misses the putback. Nice little job by Strong, though. Minute 58 left in this one. 73-55. Clay County going to go to 10-3. Macon County going to drop to 5-13. Macon's wins have come over Community twice. They've also beat Livingston, Lawson, and Westmoreland. So a common opponent in Livingston and Macon County beat them, 61-43. Pretty dominant victory.
Yeah, and they play some tough opponents also in that league they're in. And, had some pretty close games with other teams. So, it's not a horrible Macon County team.
No.
For sure, Pretty quality opponent in Clay County's. Kind of cruised ever since Nate Adams got them off to a good start.
They did, and they love doing things through the big post, Casey Gregory, and Hayden Adams doing such a great job defending him early on. We've not seen either of them since the cut face incident earlier in the contest.
Back-to-back threes from the young Tigers.
Wilson, was it? 22 again?
He was.
Clay County with it. 50 seconds left in this one.
I think that was Caleb Davis knocking down the last one. 14.
Ramsey Hayes checking in. Jake Copeland checking out. Rolling stop here to get some subs in. Nice by the official to do that. 50.9 seconds left here. Burnett inbounds to Strong. Strong with it. Works against Wilson. Back to Burnett, and it's knocked out of bounds by Barlow. Burnett into Vela. Vela with it. Cross court to Caden Copeland in front of the Clay County bench. Strong left wing. Vela left corner. Back out to Fletcher. Caden going to work the left side of the lane. Running floater, no good. Rebound. Tigers. 28 seconds left in this. Macon County trying another three, knocking it down. Matthew Rich, the sophomore. Some sharpshooters here for the Tigers off the bench.
Now we've seen a JV game today. It's a good, solid young bunch he's got here.
Tigers won that JV game somewhere around an 18-point difference, maybe, something like that.
It's a 13-point ball game, guys. Macon County on a 9-0 run.
Well, fortunately, only 14 seconds left. And that's exactly the reason why, you know, some folks say, why don't we sub? Why don't we sub? Well, this is why sometimes you
can't.
No.
I mean, you really can in a 20-point game, guys, with a three-pointer for sure.
Yeah.
And,
you wait till the other team, like Coach did, and even then, you know, we're going to be fine with 12.8 left.
Yeah.
But had these substitutions taken place earlier, then you got to keep going with your guys.
Yeah.
Bella missing the first of the free throws. Second one's away. Too strong. Rebound making. 10 seconds left. Wilson works it ahead to a teammate. He drives baseline. Kicks it over to Barlow in the paint. Aiden Barlow gets the bucket. Time runs out. Clay County winners here at home against Macon County. They sweep the Tigers. Coach Edwards now with 14 straight over Macon County in this series. Tigers going to head on to the locker room, not worry about shaking it up. This one's final, 73-62. Clay County winners by 11.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud of. Offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SlineHeadRehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and locking in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live from Joe Sims Gym on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. Clay County's ladies dropping to 5-10 on the year tonight with their loss. Boys moving to 10-3 on the year with their win. We're going to talk about that right now on the Bulldog Wrap Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Guys, this one was over early as Clay County jumped out to a 27-11 lead at the end of the first quarter. They went up by 16, added to it there in the second, and kind of cruised to around this 20-point victory. Actually, is it just 11-point victory is what it turned out to be, as the Macon County reserves ended this game on an 11-0 run, Doug.
Yeah.
So they were up 21 when they came in, I think, or something like that, and just won by 11
yeah.
at this point. But and it's all because of Nate Adams, that huge first quarter, 18 points to start, and then his brother Nolan took off there in the second to keep us going. And, you know, we talked about the Dogs needing to kind of right the ship, and I think they did that here tonight, Doug. You?
Well, and they started the game kind of like you expected. They went straight to Nate to get the pace going like you want to, and that's kind of what Coach Edwards does. When they want something to start like they want it, they put it in his hands early and lets him get everybody going. And he didn't get everybody going to start with. He got himself going, and it was amazing to watch. And then everybody just kicked in and done their part. I mean, it's pretty nice.
It was, Daniel. And like I say, a nice way to rebound after when you needed it.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a perfect time, too. Going to have a bit of an extended break now. You did not want to wait until Friday night against Clark Range coming off a bad game. Well, this was a good game, dominant from the get-go, like you said. It's going to be an easy thing to wait until Friday coming off this.
No doubt. Now, again, Clay County cruises to an 11-point victory, 73-62. For Macon County, they were led by McCabe Mix with 12 points tonight. Braylon Marshall ended up with 10. Casey Gregory held to 5. John Krentz had 11. Braylon Flowers, 5. Garen West, 2. Cooper Carlisle, a bucket for 2 points tonight. Jake Metter had 4. And then here's your reserve sharpshooters. You had Caleb Davis, Jay Wilson, and Matthew Rich all knocking down threes, and Aiden Barlow with 2 points for Macon County. For Clay County, Nate Adams, 31 points here tonight. Of course, he scored his 1,000th point. Lance Burchett had 6. Cole Each, 7. Nolan Adams, 14. Warner Melton, one of the nicer games he's had in quite some time with 13 tonight. And Reese Adams, 2. So there you are, Doug. 3 in double figures, 1 in high double figures with 30.
Yeah, this is a solid night for Clay County. Like I said, come out and set the tone early and just played a solid game all the way around tonight. Good defense. Offense worked well. It's a good, solid win, especially when you got a district game coming in Friday night. You wanted to get on a good, positive note tonight, and they done that, and that's what you wanted to see.
Sure enough, that Bulldog Wrap Up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way. Structural insulated panels, engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Daybog Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Stay with us through one more promo. We'll be back to announce the TDS top performers. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show from Joe Sims Gym. Clay County team splitting the power contest tonight with Macon County. Girls ended up tasting defeat. Boys had the win. Time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. Starting off with the girls, and, you know, it's always tough. A lot of times coming out of a loss as we talk through this in different ways, and we're such big fans, too. We kind of ride emotionally with it, but had to go with senior Lacey Wicks because, to me, here's the thing about it, and this could be said of anybody, but take Lacey Wicks' effort and what she did tonight off of this team, and where would we be? Created a lot of turnovers, pulled out, take her rebounding away, and look where we're at. You know, take the deflections and the steals away, and look where we're at, in such worse shape. And once again, like I said, that can be said of anybody, but I just think she does so much in so many different areas that maybe sometimes the casual fan don't even realize she's doing defensively and otherwise, and has become a better scorer. Nobody hit from outside tonight, and that included Lacey. She was over from behind the arc on a couple of nice looks and opportunities, couldn't give them the fall. But just thought I mentioned it one time in the broadcast that she was willing her team to not fall down further than they were with some of those breakaway steals and layups. And, you know, I just had to go with her, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're right, too. And Lacey had some timely buckets tonight. You know, Clay County trailed by 13 at the break. They started the second half on a 9-0 run and cut it all the way down to three. And Lacey Wicks was a big part of that. She just had 8 points tonight, but we saw six of those come in that run there, and it wasn't just about the points, Doug. It was about the deflections and the extra possession she gets. You know, she had a big double-double of 15 rebounds a couple of games ago, you know, and that's something I don't keep up with, and it comes after the fact from Andrew Meadows, but she just makes things happen.
Yeah. She does. I mean, she's always got a hand on the ball. Where on defense, offense, she's always making a play, touching the ball, and that's big. And like I said, she made those little plays tonight to keep us respectable right there and give us a shot.
Had a chance, just couldn't pull it off because of Lacey Wicks.
Yeah, and I don't know if any of those happened tonight, but it just came to me. So a lot of those just getting in the passing lane, knocking out of bounds. Well, how many times has that happened during the course of the year when on the inbound we've ended up stealing it? Maybe somebody else had the steal, but it all came off that opportunity. Boys action just had to go with senior Nate Adams, 1,000 points scored tonight, and that's not the only reason. You guys talked about it during the Eagle panel's Bulldog wrap-up a minute ago. When we want to get going, he's the one we go to, and there was no question. We've been doing this for 8 years, and, you know, we had the pleasure of calling some great scores, particularly Grant Strong during our 8 years, probably the single highest score. I don't remember a ton of 18-point quarters. He probably had a few, but I don't know. That may be our highest tally we've seen in a quarter. That was huge to coming out tonight. It was over after the first 8 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I think we may have called a little something like that from Grant Strong, but being that company's pretty good. We didn't get to call Tyreek Key. I know he had a couple of them, but I don't know. What else can you say about Nate Adams? He's getting part of the recognition that he deserves, making the 1,000-point club tonight, finished with 31, one of his better games on the evening. And I don't think it's just about scoring the points and making the mark. It was about leading this team out of that funk that they were in after honestly getting dominated by Pickett County up there. And it was Nate Adams saying, hey, guys, we're okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
And Doug, we saw him do it.
And one thing, if you go to Nate and talk about that 1,000 points, he's gonna be proud of that win tonight.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, great deal, but that's just the player he is. I don't care what sport it is, football, you know, when he's Mr. Football, hey, Nate, like, see you win that. I just want us to win that whole thing. You know, that's the attitude he's got, and that's great. That's just, you know, shows what kind of athlete and what kind of kid he is. So
it does, and put it all on display in this contest, Daniel.
Yeah, absolutely. And plays hard. And, you know, he had to do part of it with sitting on the bench with some foul trouble.
He did.
And, you know, it basically in a partial game still had such a huge impact. Folks, tonight's TDS top performers, Lacey Wicks and Nate Adams, brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Well, Clay County has a break from action. Odd to have a Tuesday night off in January, but that's something they've got coming tomorrow night. They'll be back in action right here in Joe Sims Gym on Friday. Don't know what the exact date is for that. I don't guess it matters. But the
17th.
Friday the 17th against Clark Range. We'll be here to call it, as far as I know. But we'd rather you come on out in person and come watch them. Come watch them. Come support them. You know, they've got to have stuff too. So we want you to come out here and see them in person and help put some money into the program through your attendance. And it just helps everything. Helps them as players too. They want a packed house out here.
No doubt, and they're worth the watch.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's nice to watch this group.
If you can't make it out, though, we'll be here for you on the Horizon Sports Network. Thanks to our sponsors and thanks to our listeners. Friday night, CarQuest, not CarQuest, but H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show going out at 5:45, and we'll be here to call it against the Lady Buffaloes and the Buffaloes of Car Cranes at Joe Sims Gym on Friday. Folks, for Doug Strong, for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.